information brought to you only by the Don and Mike Show.
Before we sent Lisa out, she was poring over formulas.
Do you think the election will be affected by Al Gore's 1976 DUI arrest? No, I do not.
Again.
That is great. God damn, this is great.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Person of a beat.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show.
Switches.
Hey, Lisa.
No.
Calm down a little bit, okay? Don't attack it with so much. Go ahead. Switch it, honey. Lisa's switching it right now. There she goes. Something that maybe should have been done before the show, but then again, we don't want to stop Charlie Broyhill from his weekly, his daily date with Wendy. Because that's where he is right now, is Wendy's. There you go. Hello? You're on.
Yeah, but my light is still staying on even when you turn it off again. My light is still on.
Can you deal with that?
That my light's on all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you know what I hate about it?
What?
Yeah, I used to have, you know, when you have these microphones in a studio, you have what's called a cough button.
Right.
So you can clear your throat or do something like that.
Right.
I used to be able to, if I wanted to go, and whatever, I could hit a button. Now I can't do that.
Can you live with it for the first break?
Yes, I can.
Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. 877-365-3636.
Technical screw-ups?
What can I say?
Welcome to my world.
Welcome indeed. Welcome to the studio that never works.
Won't you come on in?
A studio that was wired.
Miracle.
same people who counted votes in the state of Florida.
Well, maybe they're right.
Step into my heart.
Step into our heart. No recount needed on this show.
Leave your cares behind.
This is still the number one radio
Welcome
show.
To our world.
Yeah, we don't need any absentee ballots for that.
Built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind.
With
you in mind.
Okay, first I have to start today by saying Buzz.
Yes.
For the last week.
Mm-hmm.
You, of course, are the Doommeister.
That's right.
Every time anything goes wrong or there's the possibility of anything going wrong,
yes.
Buzz loves screaming it. He opens the window and screams it to people driving by.
I'm the there.
Voice of death.
For the last week, he's been saying, you know, the election could go past the scheduled time.
Yes.
And look what it did.
And, right, here we are the day after the election.
Mm-hmm.
We have no president.
Right.
And all I have to say about the whole process is...
Yes. I love it.
It's fun, isn't it?
It is fun. I think everybody can agree on that.
Uh-huh.
What a grand goof.
Even the boss.
I jotted down a note of some of my favorite show topics over the last couple of years that have come up.
Right.
Not through anything that we've come up with, but just people effing up
topics. You know, things that have happened in the world.
Right. OJ.
Right.
God damn, OJ gave us great material.
Right.
Oh. Connie Lee Gifford.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
The sweatshop. Yeah. And then with Gif Bang the Stewardess, we got all kinds of material out of that.
Tremendous material.
Then you got your other natural occurring phenomenon was the BJ from Monica Lewinsky to Clinton.
That was a good 6 months of that.
And now, who would have... election, we don't have a president.
I thought it.
And you know, here's the weird thing. It goes to Gore. It goes to Bush.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to nobody.
Right.
I mean, they couldn't get it right 3 times in a row.
I saw a clip today. The funniest thing is Dan Rather. Now, I went between all 3 channels last night.
Okay? Dan Rather was having a heart attack last night.
2, 4, 7. I went between all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But Dan Rather was the guy who was all over the place. In his zeal, I guess, because CBS is the crappiest news outlet, in his zeal to get any credibility for CBS, he was standing up on the table virtually pulling his pants down saying, hey, guess what? Gore wins Florida.
Yeah, and then he came back at 2:30 in the morning and said, I mean, really, it was in the middle of a sentence. And he said, now, I have to tell you this right now. Bush wins.
Bush wins.
Bush wins. Bush wins.
Bush wins. And all of his dumb colloquialisms, you know.
That's tighter than a lug nut on a 54 Ford pickup.
It's tighter than a nun's vagina. I mean, all the stuff that he was saying, all the dumb stuff that he says, like when he goes back to the time that he was tied to the tree during the tornado.
Right.
But, listen, they all effed up. All of them did.
Yes, they did.
Brokaw and Jennings and Rather. And I know that...
You know, that James Carville, speaking of colloquialisms, had the funniest one last night. Talking about the people counting the votes down in Florida. Let me see if I get this right. They don't know whether to wind their asses or scratch their watches.
That
is good.
Did you see CNN today where they have tape, it might be a live feed, I don't know. On the state building in Tallahassee where they're recounting the votes,
right.
They have a camera in the room where they have the people who are actually retabulating all the votes.
Right.
The people who are doing this, the most important job maybe in the last 40 years,
right.
All look like they belong at Walmart.
Right.
I mean, really, they're all fat and sloppy and stupid looking. And I'm watching this on TV and I'm thinking... These are the people who we're counting on to recount the votes?
Right, right.
We've entrusted democracy to these people.
I want to say to either candidate, whoever wins this thing when it's all said and done, in your speech, don't say the people have spoken.
Good idea.
But that'd be a real bad idea.
Listen, what a great goof it is.
Oh, it is.
What a great goof. And I don't want everybody saying, and I heard this said also, we should all realize what a great country this is, because if this happened in another foreign land, people would be out in the streets rioting and throwing rocks. No, I want to tell you something. This is a fantastic goof.
Yes.
The fact that we don't know who won.
Right.
We're not going to know today.
Right.
We're not going to know till tomorrow, maybe.
Tomorrow evening.
Yeah, maybe later than that if they challenge some stuff. And the thing is,
They, you heard all the talk about turnout. I think I was one of the people that was saying turnout was fantastic. And you base that on lines that you see. And then when all is said and done, there was 50% turnout. And in the last election, there was 49%. So there really wasn't any turnout at all. It was the same people voting like they always do.
Now, listen, one of our political pundits is on the phone right now.
Oh, good.
And I know that Mike has something he wants to say to him.
Yes.
Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Tom Gavin, hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Tom, I have something to say.
What?
I say this to you and I say this to Don.
Now, listen very carefully because Mike is going to make a statement.
This is a speech, Don.
A speech, excuse me.
Yes.
That I believe should have been made last night by Gore.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, regardless of the outcome of the election, I am conceding today due to the current situation in Florida. Win or lose, I will be taking Tom Gavin to lunch on Friday.
Bully. I don't want to
tell you. Bush wins the election. Let me tell you why. Bush wins the election. When I woke up this morning, I went to bed so depressed last night, and I woke up in such a good mood today. I'm in a good mood whoever wins because it's just been fun. It's been a goof, as Don says. I've enjoyed it so much, and I've had such a better day. I will be delighted to take Tom Gavin to lunch, even if Gore wins the election. And if Bush wins, I'd be taking him to lunch anyway, so right. It doesn't matter. So, therefore, with all those facts in hand, let me give you a call right now. Hello, Don?
Hello, Mike.
Don, this is Mike O'Mara.
Who?
Mike O'Mara. I'm your partner.
Oh, hi, Mike.
How you doing?
How you doing?
What'd you enjoy for lunch today?
grilled chicken.
Hey, that's terrific. Listen, I'm calling to congratulate you.
Hey, did you ask my permission to go on the air?
Don?
Yes.
Do I have your permission to put your voice on the air?
Of course you do.
Listen, I want to congratulate you on a hard-fought campaign.
Right back at you.
And I want to tell you that no matter what happens now, I am so just giddy, goofy, tired that I am going to actually concede. Unlike the vice president, I will concede the election, and I will be taking Tom Gavin to lunch on Friday for our half-hour repast.
Well, Mike, I'd like to say that I appreciate that, and a bigger man would say to you, no, let's wait for the official results to come in.
I don't expect that, Don.
But I'm not a bigger man, and frankly, since I just wore the diaper on the street last week in New York.
Mm-hmm. Kind of another factor there. You know, I figure we got to add a little balance to the show.
I accept the fact that you are coming to me of your own fruition.
Yes, absolutely.
To concede the election, and
right.
I say, you are a good American, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you very much, and good luck. I will make the transition as smooth as possible, and I'm there for you if you need any help moving into the White House. And Tom?
Yes?
Tom, I want you to know this. We will meet at lunch, but you will have no contact from me personally to arrange our lunch meeting. That will be done through a third party.
That's Charlie Broyhill.
That's Charlie Broyhill, who will advise you where to meet me on Friday. All right?
Okay.
And it'll be at 12 noon sharp.
12 noon sharp.
On Friday.
And you got to get yourself there.
I know. Carl's going to get me there.
Oh,
okay, but he can't come to lunch.
I know. He can't come to lunch.
Okay. All right, Tommy. Hold on a second, please.
Okay. Hey, guess
yes.
what?
What?
I went to a football game last night. Vienna, football, Colts, beat Arlington, Tigers.
Tom, how do you spell undecided?
UNTING.
Perfect. Very good.
United. Or undecided.
Thank
or whatever.
Thank you so much, Tom Gavin.
Thank you, Tom. Hold on, please.
Now, I want to
Charles Broyhill.
I want to discuss the lunch arrangements. I don't want to make public where we're going.
Right. You got it.
It's going to be difficult enough. But, I'm curious as to the range and type of restaurants. I know it has to be a nice restaurant. It has to be an upscale restaurant.
Doesn't have to
be
anything.
Be super upscale, like that one that we like to go to once in a while?
No, it does not have to.
Because, I mean, I'm not talking about the quality as much as the proximity.
Listen, a TGI Fridays would be acceptable.
You the man.
You know, Carlos O'Kelly's right down the street.
Very good. Okay, one of those places. I'll take him. I'm going to go somewhere around here, and we'll do that. And it might not be noon. It might be like 4, okay? I'm just trying to throw monkey wrenches in there.
I like to say, for the record.
Yes.
You know,
I didn't come to Mike and say, hey, I think you should concede this.
No, you did not.
I thought it was my own move. I mean, I got my show notes right here where I wrote down, we still don't know who's going to go to lunch with Gavin.
Well, and we still don't know. I do believe that we still don't know, you know, who's going to win this thing. It's too weird. I mean, a lot of weird stuff has happened in Florida. I just feel that it's time to concede. And because I woke up, and because I went to bed so depressed, because, you know, it's not just our bet. I live and breathe this thing. I get really bummed out. And then I woke up today. And the reason I was the most depressed was because they came on at, like, 8:15 and said, Florida goes to Gore, and I really thought that was it. And then, all of a sudden, I'm looking at the map. They're talking, and I'm looking at the map, and it goes, beep, and it turns yellow. And you see all the people down in Austin, Texas going nuts. And then when I woke up this morning, I was in such a good mood. I still am in a good mood. Win or lose now, because it just kind of like, they didn't get to have their big party. Right. So I'm sour grapes that way, you
know? I understand that.
It's fantastic. And if you're watching the news, what's great about it now in the news is they've got nothing to say. There is no new news.
There is no new news.
Yet they are all feeling the need to stay on television to tell you that we're counting the votes from Florida, even though they're running a graphic on the bottom of the screen that says, winner not to be announced until Thursday.
Right, and then I guess Bush came out and spoke to the cameras a while ago.
Yeah, this is great because he was pissed.
He was just chippy. He had a chip on his shoulder a mile wide.
He is pissed off, and I love the scenario about the phone call. You know, Gore calls him and says, congratulations, right. And like 10 minutes later, Gore calls him back and says, hey, guess what?
Is that not a typical Gore move?
I don't mean it.
Oh, my God.
Now, listen, I want to tell you something. I know yesterday we were very heavy politically on the show. We're not going to be so political in content today. We got a regular show for you. The only political item we have, very shortly we're going to play for you, the exclusive tapes we have of both telephone calls.
Oh, good.
From Gore to Bush. The first call, the call where he concedes, and then the call where he takes back his concession.
That'll be great.
You're going to hear those tapes on this show today.
Very good. Should be very exciting.
And I think all we should do all day is, if we continue to talk about this, and I think most people are like us, you've heard about it, it's funny, it's a goof, but now you're just kind of sick of it. Like, you know, Jesus Christ, just give us the answer. I mean, I felt like it was a Monday night football game that I turned off because I wanted to go to sleep. I'm not like you, and I think a lot of people are like you, and they stayed up all night.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. I remember the last election when I stayed up, and I actually enjoyed it because there were a lot of congressional races that I was interested in watching. This thing last night was, it was some of the worst coverage I have ever seen. And listen,
that I love, though.
Judy Woodruff from CNN. I don't know what her deal is. I mean, why'd they hire her in the first place? That's what I want to know. You want to talk about hem, ha, stammer, talk over the next person. Don't pay attention to what's going on. Screw up every single thing in the world. It drove me absolutely nuts last night.
And Rob and I were both goofing on before the show. If you watched NBC, where they had big doughy Tim Russert sitting up there at the desk.
I like Tim Russert, yeah.
Okay, but they got him sitting at the desk, regardless if you like him or not.
Right.
They have a garish set behind them. Yes. They've got a set like that looks like the Fox NFL Sunday, where they've got
a lot of wood.
They got flashing lights and they've got graphics. And then when it was time for Tim Russert to announce what he thought was going to happen, they gave him a piece of plastic, a white piece of plastic, and with a red magic marker.
Yeah, he's writing all the scenarios down.
In his bad handwriting, he's trying to write out the states and the number of electoral votes in every state.
And they give all this analysis that means absolutely nothing. I mean, it means absolutely nothing. Nobody knows what the circumstances were going to be.
I mean,
it was hysterically funny. It really was. But they, at a certain point, I just started to get total burnout on it because there wasn't any new information coming in.
Last night, about 10:30, my normal bedtime, I said to Frida, hey, that's it. My guy lost. I got to eat lunch with Tom Gavin. Good night. Woke up this morning, and it was much like a Monday night football game. Right. I thought maybe the best case scenario would be I wake up and, you know, my team that was losing by 20 at halftime came back like that Jets game a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
Where they came back in the fourth quarter. I wake up, she's got the TV on, I say, who won? She says, nobody. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
I couldn't believe that.
Oh, Christ, am I glad I didn't stay up to watch that crap.
I came to bed about 2:30 in the morning, quarter of three, and my wife told me to, you know, wake her up if they knew the results. So I woke her up and I said, you know, we lost. I'm taking Tom Gavin to lunch. Yeah, go back to sleep. And she's saying,
what happened?
I said, we lost. Bush is present. I'm very depressed. I'm going to sleep.
Hey, buddy.
And when I woke up this morning, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I still don't get it. I still don't get it because it seems to me when they called it for Bush last night at 2:30 in the morning, he was ahead by many more votes and then just in the blink of an eye, all of a sudden we've got 1,700 votes.
But I love it. It's so effed up.
It really, That's why it has 6 million votes in Florida.
It has to go on my all-time greatest goofs. OJ, Kathy Lee, Monica Lewinsky, and the election.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic.
Wouldn't you think that W would be a little happier, though? I mean, isn't he still kind of like... It is a formality that they're counting these things, and I don't think it's going to get screwed up. I think it's probably going to stay in his column. I think he'd be in a better mood.
I saw him on TV. He's pissed. I think he's pissed like that grumpy, tired pissed. Like he hasn't slept for 2 days. I'm sure that he thought, just like Gore did, that, you know, at the worst, let's say it's this time yesterday, they're looking at their watches and they're saying, you know what? No matter what, by this time tomorrow, it's going to be over. Mm. Well, you wake up, and it's tomorrow, and guess what? It ain't over yet.
It ain't over.
Right. And now they know it's not even going to be over until tomorrow, and that's not even a definite.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It's like someone telling you, okay, in 2 years from this day, you're going to get laid. On this time, at this day, you're going to get laid. And the time comes, they say, you get laid on Friday. It's a tremendous build-up and no payoff.
You're right. Absolutely.
I love it. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what do you guys think about the cross-eyed queer getting so many votes last night?
Well, who knows why the cross-eyed queer got so many votes. I saw him on television this morning.
He is, without question, the most annoying guy to watch on television.
I'm with him.
With his dead eye.
He's not... You know, I mean, you're on TV, you're the spoiler of the election, you're finally going to get some coverage. You know, put on a clean shirt and a decent tie.
Comb your hair.
You cross-eyed queer.
Take a shower.
His right eye was blinking more than he was talking.
Well, my wife asked me last night if he had a glass eye. Because, you know, one eye is constantly blinking and the other eye doesn't move at all, like Sammy.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
It's me.
Hey.
Hey.
Down. Hello. Yes, please turn your radio down.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you.
There we go. Mike, why are you being such a big pussyhead and backing out of it? You get steamrolled on this thing.
Yeah,
are you
going good? I feel good. It's just what I feel like doing. I don't want to have any more suspense.
He's not being steamrolled by me. I didn't come in today and say to him, you go to lunch with Tom Gavin.
But Mike always gives in on everything.
No, I don't.
You do.
No, I don't.
Let everybody bully you around on the show. You need to stand up and have some kahunas.
I don't. I have plenty of kahunas. I'll prove that to you, you pussy. You come down here and I'll meet you. My offices are at 10800 Main Street. It's easy to hide behind the telephone, son. You come down here and get out of your car and I'll show you who's a pussy.
Well, I'm in Iowa, so it'd take me a while.
Well, that's even all the more reason for me to challenge you.
All right.
Come on down today.
I'll be there.
No, you know, I don't know what it is. I'm in a good mood today, and I didn't expect...
That's cool.
I expected to be in a horrible, horrible mood, and I probably will be in a horrible mood.
I think you will be Friday, right? After lunch with Tom Gavin.
Or when, you know, when the decision comes through, I'll finally, you know, because it'll bum me out because it's not my candidate and all that. But for now, it's just... I love it. I love the goofiness of it. I love the fact that I woke up this morning and I couldn't believe what I saw. And it's just, I don't want the suspense anymore.
You know,
I don't want to have to go through what Gore's going through and what Bush is going through. My suspense is over. I'm taking Gavin to lunch.
Well, you know what, though? Maybe politically, maybe I shouldn't allow you to concede, though.
Why is that?
Why?
Because it makes me look like a pussy.
How so?
That I'm accepting the concession.
No,
maybe I shouldn't accept the concession.
You're accepting victory, so that's not weak.
Yeah, but what if Gore wins, though?
I think if you wanted to be technical about it, we should both take Tom Gavin out.
Oh, no.
See, I knew that would change your mind.
No way.
Then you must accept my concession.
I'll take him out if I lose.
Right. No, I have conceded. That is already, it's been established. The only thing I would accept now, if I was to, you know, win and it was Gore, I would accept you joining us for lunch if you wanted to do
Absolutely
that.
Absolutely not.
So but I concede right now. No matter what happens right now, I will be there.
Okay.
With Tom Gavin. And in the event that, you know, by some wacky occurrence, Gore does pull the election out, I will cordially, on the air, invite you to join us for lunch.
No, I won't, though. I won't.
The invitation will stand right up until noon on Friday. I just feel good today,
sir. What if it's not decided by noon on Friday?
I am still taking him out to lunch. I want to get it out of the way.
Okay.
I want to get the suspense out of the way. And as I said before, if it goes to Gore,
I'll be happy to take Tom Gavin out to lunch anyway because, you know, I mean, you know, it's about the bet sometimes. It's not about the bet with me in this election. It's a lot.
Are you sure you don't want to just think about it because maybe you're sleep deprived right now?
You know, are you saying, like, this could be a goofy decision that I've made because I'm overtired?
They think maybe tomorrow you're going to come in after a good night's sleep and you're really going to think about that sweaty, veiny head sitting across from you at the Olive Garden.
No, I'm real glad you gave me the option of the junior restaurant, of not the... That was going to bug me.
I would have asked for that same option myself, incidentally.
Yeah. There you go. The TGI McFradigan's is really where... No, it might be overtired. I feel good. So, I mean, I'm doing it because I want to concede because there's, you know, I watched a lot of the guys on this election, and the guys that I like the most are the guys that concede and do it in a dignified manner. And
so
because Gore conceded and then retracted, I'm going the other way.
Okay.
I'm conceding no matter what happens.
Okay.
Which is what Gore should do, even if he wins the presidency. He should probably say, hey, listen, no, it's yours. Go ahead.
Okay. Thanks. So then now that I've given you the opportunity, don't get mad at me, okay?
Why are you going to get mad? Why would I get mad at you?
You can do my little dance.
Okay, yeah, you can do that. You can do your little dance.
Just do my little dance, that's all.
That's good. You know, because but do it, you should, if you really want to get me mad, do it after he really wins, because then that'll really, because, you know, that'll be not the dance necessarily just about the lunch. That's the dance that I'm going to be.
Okay, but you know, I really don't care enough.
I know. You know
about which guy won.
Right.
I just care that I don't have to go to lunch with Tom Gavin.
Tom and I will be dining together on Friday.
Hooray. And we'll hear that on Friday's episode. This is the entire lunch.
And you didn't ask me to do this. And I, you know, for that guy that's calling me a pussy, this is my own call, and absolutely, I'm not doing a steamroll thing at all. This is just what I feel like doing with all the crap that's been going on the last 24.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Founded by my body.
Hey, body.
Hey, what's hanging, man?
What?
Please, man, come back to Denver.
Oh, come on, get off the phone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, what was up with Dan Rather and all those crazy little sayings he was saying?
Did it sound to you like he was trying to tweak him up more than he normally does?
Yes.
He sounded like a little Dennis Miller. He was like, you know, Bush getting Texas is just like him shooting fish in a barrel. Or he'd be like, he's as happy as a rooster in a hen house. Every other line out of his
mouth. I mean, doesn't everybody know by now that Dan Rather really is certifiably nuts?
Yes, he is.
He didn't know what to do.
You know, Brokaw's got the speech impediment, and we know that. Peter Jennings is a freaking Canadian, okay? Need I say more?
He drives me nuts, too. They all drive me nuts.
Well, Brokaw referred last night to the Electrical College. He's part of his coverage. The Electrical College.
You know, and Peter Jennings' whole thing is that he likes standing up there, and he's the guy who's better than all of us.
Yeah, he talks down to everybody.
That's his whole rap.
He vogues.
Yeah, and... And Rather is just a nut. I mean, think about it. What's the frequency, Kenneth?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's Dan Rather. I saw a great tape today on one of the shows where they had all the clips of Rather, where they had Rather saying, Gore has won Florida. Then they had Rather saying, we're not sure if Gore's won Florida or not. Then a clip saying, Bush wins, Bush wins, Bush wins. Then a clip saying, well, the next vice president of the United States could be Vice President Al Gore. Then another clip where he says, it's too close to call. they had the five screw-ups, all of them spliced together.
Sums it up. And correct me if I'm wrong, at this stage, with all this recount now, we really have no information about what's going on with the recount, right?
We know that it's expected to be finished at 5 o'clock tomorrow. We know right now that George Bush has an 1,800-vote lead in Florida. If he wins Florida, that gives him the Electoral College votes he needs to win the presidency.
So nothing's changed as of early this morning?
No, but right now, as it still stands now on a national basis, Gore still has the most electoral votes and the most popular votes.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter because Florida's not in it.
Right. It's all about Florida.
You can have the most popular votes, and you can still lose because of the Electoral College.
Right.
So
it's really been, I think, the first time that the presidential election has really been spotlighted for everybody in the country. I think everybody's talking about this.
It's the most effed up thing in the world. It really is. I mean, and I hate to give any credit to the Europeans, but, you know, they have to be laughing their asses off today. You know, all the Brits with the powdered wigs and the French people with their body odor.
Yep.
And
and the Germans with their Nazi helmets. You got to know that around the country, they're laughing at us today. They're going, look at those.
Yeah, say, you know, there's your special little system. Look what happened.
Look at the Americans. Ah, but I think it's grand. It's grand fun.
It we haven't heard from Gore. We heard from Bush, but we haven't heard from Gore, right?
Right. He's expected to speak shortly. We're waiting for that now.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
We dropped that from the repertoire.
Hey, guys, did you see Dan Rather last night? He said he's so politically correct. He said it's not over till the heavy woman sings.
I'm telling you.
Woman?
Dan Rather was just, you know, my lament.
That anymore?
Seriously, Dan Rather is a mental patient. I really mean that. He should do the news in a straitjacket. And the other thing that I'm so sick of the news people, this morning when they all come on, hi, I'm Katie Couric. I've been up all night. Yeah. Here's Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
He's been up all night. Let's go to Claire Shipman. She's been up all night. Please, come on. You people stay up one night.
Man, you get a gazillion dollars to do it.
Out of 4 years, you're up one night. I don't feel bad for you.
Yeah, it's your job.
Come in here and try to do this every day. Okay?
Amen.
Please, kiss my ass. I don't care, Katie Couric, that you've been up all night.
Kiss my ass and call me Charlie.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hi, Don and Mike. I had one more that I heard from Tom Brokaw. It was editorial college. I'm sorry, electoral college.
Electoral.
That was the other one he used. He used that this morning on the Today Show.
Electoral.
They're such dopes.
And, you know, they're so used to reading off a prompter. And, you know, every one of them, from the top to the bottom, they're so used to reading off a prompter that when you get them trying to ad lib, trying to deviate from any kind of script, they hem and they haw, and it just drives me absolutely nuts. And as far as the local anchors, Jesus, I mean, please, the local cutaways to the local stations I could do without in their entirety.
I just turned it off when they had that crap when I went back to CNN.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Well, great. So am I. I was curious about something, though. Last night I heard it, and this morning I heard a little bit about it, too, about ballot boxes being misplaced or lost or whatever. How did that happen?
Well, they say that they found one in, like, a church or something.
Yeah, that mystery's been solved. There was stuff in it. When they shook it, and then they opened it and found out they were not ballots. It was just other election stuff, so nothing that would affect the outcome. There is a dispute over the ballot in West Palm Beach County in Florida because it looked like this, and so when...
Okay, listen, hold on. I got a thought about this.
Right?
Okay, Buzz?
Right.
This, I don't care which side you're on.
Right.
This is bull ass. I don't care if the ballot was... hard to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, these people go in and they vote anonymously.
Right.
How are you possibly going to... And the people who say, well, duh, I voted for Buchanan,
right,
but I thought I was voting for Gore.
Right.
How do you possibly rectify that situation? You can't.
Trust me, it pains me to agree with you on this point, but I have to agree with you because...
You can't.
It, to me, falls under the category of if you read the ballot and you understand the ballot when you go in to vote and you're not stupid enough to make the mistake, then that's it.
It's water under the bridge.
Last night, as people were coming out of the polls and wherever this is in Florida,
mm-hmm,
nobody stopped on the way out to say, hey, incidentally, you know what? God damn, that was confusing.
Yeah, I am curious. How did that start? How did that controversy start anyway?
With people coming forward, when they got up this morning and heard how close it was or heard that Gore might have lost, they said, hey, you know, that ballot was kind of confusing, and I might have accidentally punched for Buchanan instead of Gore, since the two little punching dots were so close together.
Well, then how come nobody said anything while they were voting or on the way out of the
place?
And
if we're talking Palm Beach County, which is, I guess, a heavy Democratic area,
right,
were there an overwhelming number of votes for Buchanan? I mean, they don't know this, right?
No. We're going to have to check on that.
Yeah, I don't know. I still think no matter what, you'd be hard-pressed to go back and change that.
Yes, I don't think you can.
You can't. Right. You just got to count that those are just stupid people who don't know how to read a ballot.
So what I'll be counting on right now, Don, is those fat ladies you were looking at up in Tallahassee screwing up. And then maybe they screwed up during the first count, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, the people that they have counting the ballot now, mm-hmm, they look qualified to work the drive-thru at Burger King.
They said, I heard one guy say some of the machines weren't working. When they counted the votes, some of the machines weren't working.
Jesus, it's only the most important election in the world, and we've effed it up.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is.
It's beautiful.
It is.
God, I love it.
It's fun that we won't know until 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Hello, maybe.
Maybe it'll go longer.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey.
Hey.
You don't think Gore's the type of guy that would challenge something like this, do you?
I'd be going up against him.
Did you hear how many lawyers he's got down there? 100. Gore has 100 lawyers down there watching this situation.
Sure. I think they ought to both share the White House, wouldn't they?
Stay cool. Stay cool.
There's his lead lawyer right there, Donald E. from. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
This is Lynn from South Carolina.
Yes, hi.
Just wanted to see what you thought about Hillary winning.
I was delighted that Hillary won.
Did you?
I really was. I was super psyched that Hillary won. I didn't like that little germ she was running against.
BFD.
Don doesn't like Hillary. No.
It's not that I don't like Hillary. I like Hillary fine. I don't like the fact that she just went up there and decided, hey, I'm a New Yorker. I'm going to vote. But please, that's fine.
That was his issue. That was the issue that Lazio had.
Take her. You can have her. She'll have nothing to do with the next 2 years in politics, please. Hello, Don and Mike show. She's too much worthless.
She's in for 6 years, though.
Is it 6 years?
Yeah, 6 years.
Well, whatever. 6 years. She won't be able to get dick done.
Please. This talk, she'll run for president next.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Good springboard to the presidency.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Hello? Hello?
That's too long. That's too long a bet.
Don and Mike's show.
That'd have to be a... Because I don't think she...
Hey, guys, how you doing?
I don't think she'd run by the next presidential election. I think she'd finish her term in the Senate and then maybe the election after that. But I think... Just remember, see, we're not betting here, but I will tell you that I think eventually she will run for president.
Hello?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hi.
Hey, I didn't know if you guys caught it. Last night on NBC, Katie Couric was doing a commentary after they had found out that Hillary had won the race in New York. And she referred to Hillary as a carpetbagger. And, guys, man, I had to roll laugh, and all I could think of was you guys.
Well, carpetbagger,
and you know, I think you might be thinking of the other term. You know, they're carpetbagger and carpet muncher are two different terms.
The way you guys referred to her yesterday as a carpetbagger, it lit it up.
Okay, but I got to be honest. I mean, that's not a term that originated on this show.
It's probably not.
I realize that. It's a political term from the 50s, but put it...
No,
put
it's
in
not. It's not a political term from the 50s.
Thank you, though.
Farther back than that. Goodbye. Farther back.
Hello, that was one of the vote counters, incidentally, from Tallahassee.
I know, that originated in the 50s.
Hello, Don and Mike show. And you got to know, this is what it's like when they're counting the votes. Okay, let me see. Gore, 1. Bush, 1. Gore, 2. Oh, I lost my place.
My fingers are so greasy.
Gore, 1. Bush, 1. Oh, turn up Judge Judy. I love Judge Judy. Oh, now I have to start again. Gore, 1.
Sneezed.
You sneezed all over my election.
I'm sorry, Ethel.
Let me start again.
Ray Stevens counting votes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I think it's a conspiracy.
Right.
And on Al Gore, you should call Oliver Stone about it.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
I don't want a controversy.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, you guys are exactly right. I'm calling from the head count room. I keep losing my place. Okay, that's one more for Bush. One
what?
More for Gore. Bush.
I don't know. This guy's trying to do some kind of a shtick with us here.
That was a shtick?
That was an extremely poorly written sketch, sir.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike. Last call.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How's it going? I got a question for you about why is Florida the only state doing a recount? Is it just
because
they're only one?
Because it's the law. Because it's the law, because it was in within 1%. It's the law that they have to do a recount.
That was the only one within 1%?
I think it's 0.5%.
Yeah, something like that. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Goodbye. Okay.
It's the law.
Enough of that. Please. I'm bored silly with it beyond what we were saying. Just how freaking funny it is that we had a presidential election and we don't have a president. Too close to call. That is funny. Okay?
Dan Rather, CBS News.
Peace. This is tighter than a nun's willy. I'm Dan Rather.
This is tighter than a tick in my dookie.
He had all those,
and there were a few that I, you know, were just like Texas sayings that I couldn't even figure out.
Yeah. Right. Well, beautiful. And let us know, Buzz, whenever it happens.
I will.
Christ, nothing's going to happen today. I think at some point, though, we are going to try to call down to Tallahassee today.
Very good.
And we're going to try to actually speak. Of course, they won't let us, but we're going to try to speak to someone who's actually counting the votes.
See if we can pick, speak to one of those lovely ladies that you saw.
Just to see how tough it is, because I don't get about this.
Right.
They could do it last night, They did the polls close at 8 o'clock, and they had the results, like, within 3 hours.
Right.
Now, when they recount today, they need a day and a half to do it.
I think, haven't some people said they actually might get it done earlier?
I suppose it's possible. They're saying by 5 p.m. tomorrow, so right. That means it can come anytime.
5 p.m. tomorrow. Jesus Christ, it's pretty funny.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Are they going to be taking any more calls?
Yeah, but only from people who know when it's us on the phone.
Like you're on the air now, okay?
Duh.
Oh, okay. Sure. How you doing?
What?
I was just wanting to know if you guys saw what happened on NBC.
Shut up.
Goodbye.
I just hung up on the guy. I don't care what happened on NBC.
For the love of Pete.
Jesus Christ. Enough. Enough. That's it. We're going to play you the tapes, and then that's it. We're moving on with the regular show.
Right. Yeah, because there's nothing we can do about it right now.
Right. We got no president. BFD. We don't need a... I said that all along. We don't need a president.
Well, we do have... Technically, we have a president still.
Listen, this country runs itself. Okay? We don't need a president anyway.
Let me tell you something. I'm still the president.
And I saw him on TV today. They asked him his opinion.
I agree with your assessment of this.
He just had a big S-eating grin on his face like, hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, they didn't want me.
It's not my deal.
They didn't want me. They want me to campaign. Okay, screw you.
I got the job.
My wife won.
Let's clear these lines out now. Phone number 877-365-3636. Start today with the call 100 prize package selected especially for you. Good luck. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Under the protective umbrella of the PTAA, the Don and Mike Show.
And the last funny thing from the election that I forgot to mention. This to me is funnier than the fact we don't have a winner. The dead guy won.
Yes.
Yes.
He did.
I love it. The dead guy won.
He did indeed.
Need I say more? What a great election. We couldn't pick the president.
Nice.
And a dead guy won.
Pretty amazing election night.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hi.
Am I calling 100?
Yes, there you go. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Jeff from Portland, Oregon.
Jeff from Portland, Oregon? Oh, you're listening on KGUY.
A state still too close to call.
And you have won boxing gloves autographed both by Lennox Lewis and David Tua.
Tua!
Don't miss Lewis versus Tua live on pay-per-view this Saturday. Call Comcast or Cox to order. Brought to you by the Royal Rampage. Enjoy, my friend.
Thank you, Radio Gods.
Hold on just a moment. On today's show, it's going to be a great moment for me because I'm going to give Charlie Stossel a pie in the face.
All of it, very right? Good. Very exciting.
Because his queer golf movie, The Legend of Bagger Vance, didn't make $15 million this weekend.
No, it did not.
And it's going to be payback, because remember it was last year that I had to shave my head.
Right.
Totally shave my head on the show because of the Titanic bet we had.
I chuckle remembering that day.
And the pie, Robbie, the pie we've selected is?
It's a chocolate pie about a mile wide.
Chocolate pie. Chocolate pie a mile wide.
That's going to be a good chocolate pie in the face for Charlie.
That will be later on today's show, as soon as Chuck Stossel gets here. Mm-hmm. Also, I had a discussion with my wife last night about the refrigerator, and really, if I'm going to give it away, I'm going to have to do it soon.
Okay.
Because it's taking up space in our garage. I just want to say again for the record, I love this refrigerator. It's never done anything to me. It's done nothing but continually for 8 years. Cool my beverages, and keep my crisp foods crisp.
That's good.
It's a fantastic refrigerator, side by side, ice maker, chilled water.
Wow.
Got the little door in front that you can open so you can get a soda pop without actually opening the entire massive door.
That is a massive convenience.
And I'd like to give it away. I'm not quite sure. I'm sure somebody calling today will have a good reason to take this.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than just a simple piece of memorabilia like the time I gave away my toilet seat on the air.
Right.
This is something really great. I mean, I asked my wife how much this thing costs. She said it cost, like $3,000 when we bought it.
How about the person with the best spoiled food story?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100. I'm asking for a recount.
That's funny.
Hey, all right.
I like that.
Goodbye. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Let me speak to Don and Mike.
You're speaking to us. Hello.
Yeah, I got a question. Isn't this the assassination election year? Because every 20 years, the president gets attempted or gets assassinated. I think Reagan was in the 80s, and Kennedy got killed.
Didn't we hear this yesterday?
Yes, we did.
Some dope called us with that yesterday. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'll take that, Fred.
Pardon me?
I will take that fridge that's giving away.
He will take your fridge.
I'm sorry, you don't sound special enough.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys. I was interested in the refrigerator.
And why?
Well, I volunteered at an animal shelter, and we don't have a refrigerator out there right now.
No, it's too good to store animal urine in, or or dead animals, or whatever you would be using it for.
Petrified cats.
Yeah,
actually, be for the medications and stuff. But I understand.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I value human life more than animal life.
There you go.
This refrigerator should be used.
I figured this way you can get it through with your wife too. She might appreciate it.
No, I can give it away. Don't worry about it. This is a refrigerator that should be used simply to cool your favorite foods and beverages.
We can play the game, how long can the cat stay in the fridge?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, this is Leo Tard with the Miami Herald, and we still know 49% of Florida people like George Bush.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. You know, everybody, listen, all you guys calling us today, please, go to the Funny Bone or go to the Improv.
The Laugh Factory.
That's where you try out your material. Call 1-800-HA-HA. But don't do it here. Oh, I do want to mention a couple of things we have coming up on the show in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be having our year-end edition of Strip Trivia.
Strip Trivia! Yeah.
And also something, we need Mr. 40 to call in, because here's the thought. 2 days before Thanksgiving, the Tuesday before.
Tuesday.
I believe the date is November 21st. What we'd like to do is we're going to cater this and get an actual gigantic Thanksgiving meal upstairs in the conference room.
Yummy.
We'll have all of the trimmings, turkey, dressing, cranberry, all the crap you like, pumpkin pie.
Yep. Malt liquor.
Yes, and everybody drinks malt liquor
with their Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, and everybody drinks it out of the bottle.
Very good.
Just like Mr. 40. And to make sure that it's a fun meal, we're also going to have Shiloh come by.
Wonderful.
From 2expos.com. She'll be naked, and she will be serving beer and serving the food. And what we'd like really
she'll be your nude hostess.
Without any little kids involved, since it's going to be an adult venture,
right,
we would like an entire family.
Yes, without the wee ones, of course. You have to be 21 and over.
I know a long time ago on the show, one time we did a nude Thanksgiving where we had people, an entire family came up here in the nude,
yes,
and ate in the conference room naked.
That's right. And, you know, we had to warn other families at that time that, you know, it had to be adults only.
Yeah, there's no reason that the people who are having the meal have to be naked, but if you're going to bring kids, they got to be at least like you know, senior in high school age, because Shiloh will be walking around with nothing or next to nothing on.
Right.
But basically what it will be is an early Thanksgiving dinner hosted by Mr. 40. There will be drinking contests.
Right.
There will be eating contests. And, of course, simply the fun and frivolity of spending this most special of days with Mr. 40.
Yeah, and the seniors in high school don't count either. It has to be 21, since we're doing the drinking game.
Oh, that's right.
21.
So
if you have a senior in high school who's 21,
yeah,
bring him along. I'd like to meet that person, too.
And also, if anyone's out there, I think it might be nice if we had a piano player. Just someone to come in and provide some music.
Little piano music?
Yeah, don't you think that'd be nice?
Well, I know that there's that guy with a Casio who comes by all the time.
Yeah, he came to our last Thanksgiving, and he brought his own axe with him.
This one, I wish we were in Wichita so we could get the fun tones.
Yeah. Ideally, it would be great if we could get a family that included, like, a grandma and a grandpa.
Right.
A mom and a dad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Grown kids. Cousins, I mean, a really...
Fill that table up, that wonderful table up with Thanksgiving fun.
A really just a giant group of people. So keep that in mind also, and you can call. We don't have to get this set today. It's not for a couple of weeks, but that's what we're thinking. Thanksgiving dinner with Mr. 40, and yeah, there will be food and everything else, but basically a lot of 40s being consumed.
Yeah, you basically throw a turkey on there, have Shiloh naked, and just drink 40s.
And we're going to do that on Tuesday, the 21st. But
all the trimming.
Then I think probably the next day will be the day we do strip trivia.
Yeah.
I'd like to get that in before Thanksgiving also.
Very good.
So we got tons of stuff happening. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Yo, guys.
Hi there.
I'm calling about the refrigerator slash freezer. I have a bad food story.
A bad food story?
Yeah, well, from caused by a freezer that went kaputs on me without me noticing it.
Yeah.
I ate a burrito that I brought home from home in Chicago and got salmonella poisoning and had 105 fever and missed a week of work.
Well, that's a wonderful story, but F you. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How
Hi.
You doing?
Hi. We're doing great, thank
I'm
you.
I'm calling to beg for the fridge, Don. I need it bad.
Let me just say that this is very subjective, okay? I'm not sure exactly who's going to get the refrigerator.
Somebody might call you Meet Your Fancy right now.
And I'd also say that it would help if you lived in the D.C. area.
Well, that I
because
do.
Because there's no way I'm going to ship this thing across the country.
Oh, no. I can come pick it up.
Okay.
I've got this beautiful corner set up in my family room for watching football. It's got three. Recliners, got everything, got a table. The only problem is I have to stand up and walk like 20 feet up some steps to go get a beer every few minutes.
No, I'm sorry. See, it would be a luxury item for you. Yeah. Sorry. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm calling about the refrigerator.
Yes.
I'd like to get it for my wife because we're remodeling our kitchen.
Any other reason?
No, just basically get her a nice refrigerator.
Okay, well, it ain't that nice. I mean, it's nice, but keep in mind, we've used it for like 8 years now.
You might still be in the running. Who's the celebrity your wife most resembles? Oh.
My wife?
Yeah.
People have told her she looks like Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Well, how would she feel about coming down here and showing us what she's got for a refrigerator?
About that.
What's that?
I don't know about that.
Well, I guess you really don't need the refrigerator then, do you?
I guess not.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye. And I think you've tapped into the weight of my heart.
Well, we're talking about an appliance.
A major appliance.
Kind of a tie-in there. It's not just like having people walk in off the street and strip.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I could use that refrigerator. We're down here in Florida counting votes. I think we're going to be here a while. We got some Jell-O salad starting to go bad.
Okay, come on. Knock it off with the funny stuff. Hello, hotline.
Hey, Don, I'm calling about the refrigerator.
Oh, everybody, this is my wife, incidentally. She has an awful cold.
Wow.
Hi, honey.
Wow, you sounded good the other day.
I'm calling as a listener.
Why?
Because there's a little old lady in Berlin, Maryland, my mother, that would really like.
No, honey, no, listen. Your mom can have the other refrigerator.
We need a spare.
Honey, we don't need a spare refrigerator.
We have two, and my mom would like...
Honey, we have three.
No, well, we have one but two in the garage.
Honey, you already said I could give it away.
I didn't mean it.
Okay, I do. Come on, please. Come on, let me give the refrigerator away.
We have other things to give away.
Honey, we don't...
Give away our ovens. We don't want those, and we can get new ovens.
No, honey, listen, we've already been through this. Please, I'm going to give away the refrigerator that we really didn't need to get rid of in the first place.
Okay, but my mom thinks of you as a son. And
I think of your mom as a mom.
All right, well, you tell her.
I'll call her.
Okay, good.
You tell your mom that every time that she wishes that she could have our used refrigerator, she should go out and get in that brand new automobile that I bought her, and she should drive around, and she can drive around to the front of the house and look at the satellite dish that I bought her.
Yeah, I'm sure that will endear you to her.
All right, I'll call her.
All right.
And if I can win your mom over, can I give it away?
Sure.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Love you, baby.
Love you, too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's going to be good.
All right.
So it's been a little quieter around the old homestead.
Not necessarily. It's just been a lower key.
You know, she's tough to read when she's got laryngitis.
Yes, she is. Okay, let me call my mother-in-law. Because I really don't think she wants our charity. I think I can talk her out of that.
I know you can talk her out of it. You just got to position it the right way. Don't put it on her. Put it on your show.
Yeah.
Doing this for the good of the show, you know.
And besides, you know, Fridge has already said,
hello,
I can do that.
We are unable to answer right now. To send a fax, please start transmission.
What the hell is that? Let me make sure I call the right number.
Hold on a second. Tell her we're giving it away as a promotion. We don't have to explain what the promotion is turning into as we speak.
As the naked girls come down. The hottest wife.
The hottest homemaker.
Our hottie homemaker contest.
Hello?
Hey, Pop-Pop.
Hello?
Hey, Pop?
Yeah.
Hi, it's me. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, is Big Frieda around?
No, she went to the store.
Okay, well, maybe you could help me answer this question. My father-in-law, everybody, Les.
How you doing today?
Hi, guys.
And you know that Les has been under the weather, and I'm proud to tell you, I'm happy to tell you, he's doing great.
That's
great.
Great.
That's
feeling
wonderful.
Good.
That's good news, Les.
Hey, listen, have you heard about this whole refrigerator thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you really want that refrigerator? Because I had kind of promised that I'd give it away on the radio.
No.
No what?
No way, no. We don't need it.
You don't need it. Besides, where would you guys put it? Your garage?
Yeah, our garage is full.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. Okay.
Yeah.
See, usually you get the guys can always work stuff out like that.
Yeah, no, we don't have enough to fill the refrigerator we have.
Absolutely. So why do you think Big Frieda would have wanted that one?
I don't have the slightest idea.
Okay, so then can I take your word?
Give it away. Give it away on the air.
Thank you, Les.
Okay, and you speak for both yourself
I'm speaking for both of them.
And Big Frieda.
That's right.
All right, thank you, Pop.
Okay, all right,
okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
I've always liked him.
He sounds good.
He's a great guy.
He is a good guy.
And he's feeling so much better.
That's great.
Now,
you heard it. What the comment was, we don't have enough to fill the other refrigerator.
We don't need it.
We don't need it.
We don't need it.
And I speak for my wife. Give it away.
And now I'll just wait for my wife to call back and tell me why.
I don't think she's going to call you.
No, I think she will, because I think that she thinks that her mom and dad have the same deal that Frieda and I have, meaning that whatever the husband says is not really the final answer.
Is irrelevant.
Yes.
Mm.
But I'm telling you,
if you gave it away, though, legally, you couldn't take it back.
Oh, no, I'm going to give it away.
You know what I mean? I mean, if, like, the contest was already finished.
Well, we don't have the hottie homemaker yet, though.
No, we don't. And I think all those guys are getting the message now, please don't call.
And that's the route to go, incidentally. The hottie homemaker.
The hottie homemaker contest.
The hottest homemaker. And we got to see everything.
Hi, you can leave a message.
All right, hold on. She's not on her cell phone. Although technically the man of the house did give the approval.
Yes, that's right.
And you heard it. We don't need it.
No, we don't need it. We don't even have enough to fill one refrigerator.
Right.
Much less a spare.
Hello.
Honey.
Yeah?
Your dad said good.
I heard him. I hope you don't think that means anything.
Well, now, please, your dad is still the man of the house.
Yeah, and so are you.
But come on, really, your dad said, what about when your dad said he doesn't need it? They don't have enough food for the refrigerator they have.
Well, my dad doesn't think they need anything in their garage.
Why does your mom need the refrigerator?
In case she wants to have a watermelon. Or
she wants to have a watermelon. Hold on. I'm not going to give your mom a $3,000 refrigerator in case she wants to have a watermelon.
She likes it. I mean, that's her favorite example. What if you buy a watermelon?
Okay, watermelons are out of season.
And it would be very convenient at Thanksgiving when you get a turkey. You can't, you know, cook it right away. You have to put it in the refrigerator.
You don't need a refrigerator watermelon, though.
Huh?
But do you need a refrigerator watermelon?
Well, you do after you cut it. I mean,
after you cut it, you can put it in the other fridge.
Oh, in the summertime you do. You don't want to sit now.
Yes, but honey, it's wintertime. And besides, why does your mom need a refrigerator for Thanksgiving when, once again, I've heard that the entire clan will be packed into our small place?
Well, actually, it'll be in our garage, and so it won't be a problem, but she can use it.
Wait a minute. You're gonna leave the refrigerator for your mom in our garage?
Yeah, right, because we have room.
We don't. No, we don't have room in that garage.
Yes, we do, once we get that old junker car there.
Now, listen, everything comes back to my junker car.
Because you told me you would sell it.
Honey, listen, I'm giving away the thing. Your dad said,
give away the car.
I'm not giving away that car.
Yeah, give away the car. That's a great idea.
I'm not giving away the car. I'm giving away the item that you bought that we don't need.
No, see, I disagree. Why do we need the car?
You bought me the car, too.
Yeah, let's give it away.
Okay, maybe I will someday.
Yeah, we don't need that.
No, we're doing the hottest homemaker contest.
You can't even put a watermelon in that car.
Honey, I appreciate. She's still trying to do some comedy with the voice.
But no, I want to tell you,
like that.
This is not comedy. This is how my wife and her mom think. This is their serious logic, that they need an entire refrigerator in case my mother-in-law
wants to put a watermelon in it.
This is how these women think.
What about a Thanksgiving when you have all these groceries that don't fit in your regular refrigerator and a turkey and everything else? You have to have a place to put it.
Okay, how about this? How about that maybe I'd give it to your mom if Thanksgiving was at your mom's house, or maybe at your sister's house, which is much bigger, right down next door, or maybe at your brother's house, which is four times bigger than anybody else's house, which is just a spit away.
That's got nothing to do with it. My brother has everything at his house. We have to have our turn to host.
No, honey, we don't have to have a turn to host. Listen, our place down there at the beach might as well have a neon sign that says hotel. Okay, because so many members of the family and people visiting from out of town.
Nobody stays at our house. Everybody's afraid of you.
No, everybody's not afraid of me.
Yes, they are.
No, just your Uncle Don and Aunt Liz are afraid of
you. No one comes to stay at our house. Everyone stays at my brother's house.
That's because we have no room and your brother has a giant house.
That's because you're grumpy and my brother likes visitors.
Now, okay, tell me somebody besides your Uncle Don and Aunt Liz who won't stay with us because they don't like me.
Do you see people lining up to stay at our house? No.
Tell me somebody who won't stay with us because they don't like me.
My family isn't rude enough to come up to me and say, I'm not staying at your house because I don't like your husband.
Your sister and her kids have no problem staying.
Because you insist they stay, and I appreciate that, and they know you love them.
Of course. Now, beyond that, give me another example.
Well, give me an example of people who do. Do you want me to tell my sister and her kids that you love not to stay there?
No, they're welcome to stay
there. All right. You don't say that to everybody. Who else do you say that to?
Who's getting her voice back in?
Give me an example of someone else who wants to stay at that house besides your sister and her kids.
Okay. When we have Thanksgiving, I'll give a blanket invitation that it was my misinterpretation, and everyone is welcome to stay at our house because you love visitors.
No, listen, we don't have room. Honey, first off, there are two bedrooms in that house. We don't have room for your entire monstrous Manson family
to stay at once.
We don't have room for all of them to stay. Listen, the point is, I'm giving away the refrigerator.
All right.
And beyond the fact that your Uncle Don and Aunt Liz didn't want to stay with us because they were afraid of me, that's all because the time that they came to stay with us at our regular house.
They were foolish enough to stay.
And they parked their goddamn Winnebago in front of the house.
That's the couple?
Oh, yeah, that's them. Wow.
And everyone else is smart enough not to stay at our house. Except for my sister that you love and you invite.
Yes, I love your whole family. I love your whole family. I think the only ones that I can stand to spend elongated time with are your sister and her husband and the twins.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who else really wants to stay with us? Kelly and Brandy don't want to stay with us.
Well, we don't know because no one ever
does. Hold on. Marty and Kate don't want to stay with us. Beth doesn't want to stay with us.
You ought to have a big slumber party.
You know, you're wearing out my voice. This isn't even the point. The point is the refrigerator that we need in case we buy a watermelon.
No. The answer's no. I've already asked your dad.
Listen, if we don't have room because of Thanksgiving at our house for dietary coats, it's your loss.
I will keep them out on the deck.
All right, very good.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Love you.
Love you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Jesus Christ.
Well, it sounds to me like the Hottie Homemaker contest is ready to go.
It's on.
Yeah.
It's a go.
Good.
So we got to get hot homemakers down here.
Yeah. If you'd like a beautiful $3,000 refrigerator in your kitchen,
you just got to come down and show us the most. Be the hottest homemaker.
Be the hottest
homemaker.
That's
me. That's me.
There you go.
Yes. Hi.
I want it, please. I need it so bad.
Who is this?
Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Where are you from?
Gaithersburg.
Why do you need it?
Because the one we have, the door doesn't stay shut, the food gets moldy and warm, it's rusted, the light doesn't work, please.
How would you feel about being in an erotic fashion show?
Oh, I'd do it for you.
Fantastic.
Okay. Hi, boss.
Hi, ma'am.
How are you? You are the sexiest one.
Oh, God bless you.
I'm sorry, you're out of the contest.
That's a shame. Automatic disqualification.
No, I'm kidding.
Hey, Don?
Yeah, hold on. I'll let you play.
Don?
What?
I think Frida could really use a throat massage.
Oh, this is a bad girl here.
I know what you're saying.
We got a bad girl here.
Oh, please let
let me come get the fridge, please.
I know. I'd love to give her some penicillin, but I don't think there's a chance. Yeah, hold on a second, Michelle.
Okay.
Hey, Lisa, why don't you talk to these girls and see if they can come down tomorrow for our Happy Homemaker contest.
Happy Homemaker.
And each of the homemakers can come in and put on a little exotic show for us.
Absolutely.
And then the happy homemaker who...
wows us.
Yeah. She'll win the refrigerator.
And she'll be a really happy homemaker.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't know that I can come down tomorrow and do this, but I have a question.
Yeah? What?
What if you auction off the refrigerator?
No. We're doing our contest now.
It's a happy homemaker contest.
Are you doing a contest?
Hottie homemaker.
Okay. And can I just say one thing?
Sure.
When you were doing the Connie thing...
What Connie thing?
The Connie. It was a rebroadcast. Everybody was singing in Connie's.
Oh, you mean Connie?
Connie song.
Not
I mean.
Connie. Connie, yeah.
Okay. I was really upset that someone didn't say one little thing. And that was, I scream, you scream, we all scream for Connie Cream.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Suzanne Pochette calling.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air, Don and Mike.
Can I come down?
Are you a horny housemaker? I mean, a happy homemaker?
Hottie homemaker.
Yes, I am.
Hottie, horny homemaker?
This is Chris.
Ah! You did it again.
Oh, Chris.
It's the guy.
Chris.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Man, I need a refrigerator, though. I really,
no,
really do.
No, oh. Chris. Goodbye.
Oh, you bad kid.
Not a chance, Chris. All right, listen. If any other girls want to come down tomorrow.
Chris gets this every time.
To be in the Hottie Homemaker contest.
Right.
The more skin, the better chance you'll have of winning this beautiful GE. Oh, let me call Freedom. See if I can find out more about the refrigerator.
Get a little description.
Yeah.
It's the GE Profile.
It's a kick-ass refrigerator. I'm not kidding.
Ice maker, water dispenser, special door for soda pop.
Hello?
Honey.
Yes.
How would you... Listen, tell me about this refrigerator. What is...
It's moldy.
Honey,
it's got a veggie sausage clogging its drain pipe.
Listen, it's a beautiful refrigerator.
It needs to be scrubbed out, and I sure as hell not going to do it, and I've never seen you... You know,
whoever wins it can scrub it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a...
It's yucky. It's not got germs in there.
I'm telling you something. Until she got on this kick where she had to have the same refrigerator as they have on Will and Grace.
You haven't taken the veggie sausage out of it?
Why should I?
I don't even know where the veggie sausage is.
It probably really smells.
Does it really stink?
Yeah.
No, she's playing it up. Yeah. She's playing it up for the year. Tell me about it. What's the brand name?
It leaked on our wood floor and made spots on the stains.
Oh, but please. Please. Listen, Cinderella. Just tell me. It's the GE what?
It's a Roper.
It's what?
A Roper.
Roper.
Not a Roper. It's a GE.
A Roper.
I mean, I'm telling you. This thing is beautiful. It's black. It would.
It started out white.
It did not start out white. Listen, don't believe her. This is a quality refrigerator, and how much did it cost new?
Well, let's see. Goodwill only charged us, the hauling fee.
All right. I'm not going to get anything out of her. You know what? Tonight when I go home, I'll get the book.
Sure.
I'll find the book.
Here's the book. I'll give you the tablet.
Because I know you
the
keep...
Stone the stone tablet that came with it.
Because I know you keep the books on everything that we buy. You know, all of the instruction manuals and stuff.
Yeah, right. You can find it.
And I'll bring it in.
Are you going to give it a little scrub before you give it away?
Yeah. Yeah, and listen, she is.
It'd be lucky if it got hosed off.
Listen, she is blowing this out of proportion.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Another one of the many privileges my wife has in her princess-like life.
Yes.
Is the fact that every Thursday a truck comes over the border and the back doors open and about 18 illegal aliens come in and clean our house from top to bottom, okay? And I happen to know that they clean the refrigerator all the time.
Ah, very good.
So it is, and listen, it was just in our house last week, so it's not like
perfectly good, and it's GE Profile.
Yes. It's beautiful. Got the ice maker.
Mm-hmm.
Got the chilled water.
I especially like that little drawer to grab that little door to grab sodas.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's a great refrigerator. It's the Mercedes of refrigerators.
All right.
It really is.
Fantastic prize.
I gotta go. You know, you gave me such a. I've got this cooking assignment tonight. I don't even know where to begin.
All right, we'll go do it. Good. Very good.
All right. Goodbye, buddy.
All right. Try to make a decent dinner. I love you.
I told you, we get a better kitchen, I'll be a better cook.
And I'm holding her to that.
Good. All right.
She asked what we want for dinner, and we put our order in, so now we'll see if it happens.
You couldn't give me something beginner. Bart has to say souffle.
Well, the boy wants a souffle.
I can make deviled eggs, and he's saying souffle.
Well, make the boy a souffle.
Wow. Right.
Those are hard to do. All right, love you, honey.
I love you, too.
All right, bye-bye. Okay. Well, listen, don't listen to her out there. This is a real high-ticket item. And up until my wife got this thing that she has to keep up with every other woman in a magazine or women that she sees on television with the big, the space-age refrigerator.
Sure.
This refrigerator was good enough for her.
And the Hottie Homemaker Contest is on its way.
That's right. Show skin to win.
Yay!
Tomorrow, when we give away this refrigerator to the hottest homemaker.
Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there, you all.
I'm calling. I love you guys.
Are you a hot homemaker?
Oh, I'm a hot homo homemaker.
Oh, you're gay?
Yes.
All right.
That's fine.
Yes. And our refrigerator has been on the fritz, and we have not been able to afford a new one. And just think, you would have women reaching into your box all the time.
Listen, this show is very gay friendly, especially lesbian friendly.
Absolutely.
If you would like to come down tomorrow and put on an erotic show, you would have an equal chance of winning this beautiful refrigerator.
Well, I would love to, but I don't know that you would want me to.
Really?
Why is that?
Well, I'm not the most attractive woman.
Oh, dear.
Well, honey, you know, how do you look from the neck down?
It's actually, I look much better from the waist up.
From the waist up?
Well, you could certainly be topless.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think you should consider yourself part of the competition.
Yeah.
I will do.
Give it a shot.
Hold on a second. Oh, and bring,
okay.
And bring your partner.
I can't do that, but I would love to.
Bring your heish.
Do you have any cool lesbian pet name?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a cool lesbian pet name?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, hold on.
No, I don't deal in lesbian pet names, although, you know, that might be a good internet site I could get into.
All right, hold on a second, please. Lisa, take her information. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Are you a hottie homemaker?
Kind of, but I guess, is there any way I can talk you out of having this hottie homemaker contest?
No.
No,
not at this point. You guys sound pretty whipped up about it.
Oh, absolutely. We are really whipped up about it.
Why would you want to talk us out of it?
Because I want the refrigerator for my husband.
Well, if you really want it for your husband, you come down and show skin to win.
Well, I'll think about it.
The best way to do it is to participate in our hottie homemaker contest.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye. Well,
I guess she won't be coming down.
She won't
tomorrow.
Be here, Rob, will she?
No. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Are you a hottie homemaker?
No, I'm the brain cancer's wife.
Who is this?
I'm Teresa. I'm the brain cancer's wife. The guy who's got brain cancer.
You're the brain cancer's wife.
Okay.
My husband's got brain cancer. I'm his wife.
Yes.
Right. I don't want to know if you give us a refrigerator.
No. I'm sorry. Why would I give a refrigerator to a guy who's going to be dead in 2 months?
I need it.
Very sensitive of you, man. But
thank
you. Well, you're welcome to participate in our hottie homemaker contest.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Come on down. Show your areolas and chill your colas. The
guy's lucky in a way.
Don't feel bad about that, because with all the shelves in there, he wouldn't have fit in there anyway.
Oh, yeah. Hello, John and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Star Jones.
Star Jones.
Hey, baby.
I'm calling you guys, and I'm going to sue you for defamation of character.
Radio.
You can't say the S word.
Sorry.
What have we said about you, you cow?
Yeah, that's what you called me.
You cow?
Yeah, uh-huh.
You big cow?
Up yours.
Yeah, up yours.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Star.
She's good people.
That was fun.
I love sparring with her. I love Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I need that refrigerator.
Well, only if your honey comes down.
Well, that's what she needs it for.
Huh?
She's never seen a refrigerator that big.
What is your point, sir?
She's from overseas.
Who's from overseas?
Korean. My wife.
She your wife is Korean? Well, you enter your little Korean honey in our contest.
What?
Yeah, have her come down here and participate once she arrives from overseas in the box.
Oh, she's here now.
Well, have her come down tomorrow and put on a show for us.
All right. Well, let me talk to Don and Mike about this.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Idiot.
Hello, dumb and dumb. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I just got a question. Not about the refrigerator, but about that car.
I could use a car.
Oh, God.
You know what?
Everybody's being way too demanding. You know, this is not a modifiable contest.
That was just Frida talking out of her ass, okay?
I'm not giving that car away. That would be really cool, though, to have a car.
I'm not giving the car away.
You're not?
You put wheels on the refrigerator if you want.
I got another question for you. Why do you guys need three refrigerators anyway?
You'd have to ask my wife that. Because it is Frida's goal to, before the end of this contract, spend every dollar that we've earned. That's her goal.
She wasn't. More refrigerators?
Oh, you're not being very cooperative.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Rob, that woman wasn't very cooperative.
No, she was.
Hey, guys.
She liked to call Mike a whore.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I need a refrigerator because I'm running out of place to store these head, arms, and legs.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I think I'd like to talk to Don and Mike about the contest.
You're talking to us.
Do you notice that the guys that call for the hottie homemaker contest are a little challenged?
Yeah.
I think we should only talk to women about this contest. Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh, man, there was one who just hung up.
Yeah, I bet that was a turbo hottie homemaker.
Okay, so listen, girls, call Lisa. She'll keep taking calls throughout the show. And we'll have the exotic fashion show tomorrow.
Fantastic.
Okay? Come down, show us your big nipples, and chill your ripple.
Yeah, you know what? And the best outfit? Just an apron.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just come down in your apron.
We'll do that tomorrow. Call Lisa throughout the show. We got to do a break now. We'll be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
Hellcats of the Airwaves, the Dawn and Mike Show.
All right, I've just been told we got a stupid bitch alert. Uh-oh! We got a stupid bitch on the phone.
Oh, no!
All right.
Yep.
Let's take it.
All right, here we go. Hello?
Yes! I'm a stupid bitch, huh?
Yeah, what can we do for you?
That's what I've been told.
Oh, okay. Well, listen. The reason I'm calling is that I'm originally from New York.
Yeah.
And I thought that you guys seemed a little nervous. Not nervous, but maybe not as sure of yourselves than compared to where you are right now.
What do you mean?
In regard to what?
In regard to, I felt like you were trying too hard to please the people of New York to like you guys.
How so?
How so? By your attitude.
Give me an example. What do you mean?
Okay, by wearing that diaper and stuff like that.
Honey, that was a bet. We do bets on the show all the time.
Okay, but it just seemed like you were looking to be like the next...
Delete that out, since the disc jockey whose name you mentioned...
Right.
...has an edict in this company that he won't allow any other disc jockeys to say his name.
So please do not mention that name again. We're not allowed to put it on our show.
Oh, okay. I guess I only said that because, as you say, I'm probably a stupid bitch...
Yes.
...who doesn't know anything better.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
I thought that
went very well.
Yeah. Lisa said, real stupid bitch on line number 6 wants to talk to you about the New York show.
I think that went extremely well.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, a homemaker hottie?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Yes. Hi, what's your name?
Louise,
where are you from?
Reston.
And you need my fridge? You need it, baby?
I need it.
You need it?
Who is Louise, who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Heather Locklear.
Mm. Want to come down and put on a show tomorrow?
4:00.
4:00. See you here. Okay.
Okay, Louise.
Hold on a second, please.
Okay.
Hold on.
I just had a Chris vibe on that one.
Oh, you thought it was a guy?
It was going to be something like,
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, I got to say, that one lady really was a stupid bitch. I've got... I'm calling about the fridge. I know you said girls.
Yes.
I don't have a fridge at all, but I've got 3 girls that are willing to come down and put on an unbelievable show for you.
Well, now, there would be no reason that you couldn't have girls performing
for you
on your behalf.
Absolutely.
That's okay. They can do it. I'm sponsoring these 3 gorgeous young women.
Okay.
Wow. And then you need the fridge?
I need the fridge.
Fantastic.
They get absolutely nothing. And I got a Cameron Diaz lookalike. The other two are kind of look like, I guess the other two Charlie's Angels. It's pretty much a Charlie's Angels theme.
What, are you a pimp? How do you know these hot girls?
No, I'm not, actually. I just happen to know them, and they love your show.
You mean there's a Drew Barrymore lookalike?
Actually, no, the other two look like the original Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, because, you know, we think Drew Barrymore is fugly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
well, that's
definitely,
great.
Definitely not Drew Barrymore. Original Charlie's Angels.
Fantastic.
Okay, well, then, yes, you could certainly have three women as your surrogate performing instead of your wife or your girlfriend.
Yeah.
I think that that is absolutely outstanding. I appreciate that.
Will they all be wearing aprons?
I can probably get them to dress up. They love your show. They'll do anything you want.
Wow.
You know, aprons or less
whiskey.
Yeah.
All you want.
All you want. Sure. Hold on a second, please.
One of them you're not going to like because she's a real big fan of Buzz. She loves Buzz. But
We're goofing about that. That's fine. Listen, everybody likes Buzz. Who doesn't like Buzz? Hold on a second, please. Hold on.
Thank you.
Okay, good.
K.O.B. is definitely a popular dude.
Kindly old Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
How much did you pay to get in that rodeo?
Okay, I know I'm walking into something.
This guy again.
Right.
No, that rodeo that you were at where Frida came riding out on that stallion and threw that rope around your pecker.
This is the same guy who called earlier saying he was counting votes in Florida.
Oh, it is?
So calls every day.
Okay, listen, knock it off.
Hey, doesn't Charlie have something to do?
Hey, do we have this guy's number?
Somewhere.
Okay.
I'm an honest taxpaying citizen, gentlemen.
Okay,
you are.
But you're rapidly becoming a pain in the ass. So either stop calling or we're going to do something with your phone number. So don't be a pest, okay?
All right.
Moderate yourself.
That's right, moderation.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
That a baby. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
He's trouble.
He sure is.
Yes, he is.
I call that trouble with a capital T. Hello, Don and Mike show. I like having my prick lassoed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Turns
Don and
me
Mike
on.
Radio God.
I like having a nice big piece of twine around my prick. Oh, here's Mike with a message. Mike?
Hello?
That's right, moderation.
Turn your radio down. Mike was farting.
Hello, this is Big Al in Sacramento.
Mike, I don't know.
What do you think?
I don't think so.
Rob's giving me a thumbs up, and I conceded.
You think so?
And I conceded the election.
Okay, you're right. You got it. Okay.
<Thank you. laughs>
www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet. They sponsor our live farts.
Should have caught me right after lunch.
Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yes.
It's Big Al in Sacramento.
Heard that.
I'm calling Tom Gavin for president.
Oh, come on. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, my goodness. My name's Anissa. I'm calling from Boston, California.
Yes.
I want to know if there's any pictures on the website of Mr. 40.
You know, I don't know. I have not stumbled upon any myself.
You haven't?
I don't know, but if you really want to know what he looks like, do you get Nick at Night?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Watch a show and watch for the man named Grady.
That's exactly what Mr. 40 looks like.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I feel really bad that Bart dumped Lisa for his homecoming dance.
Yes.
And I have a 9-year-old nephew who wants to know if Lisa could take him to his Cub Scout meeting.
That's funny. Wow. Okay. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, hi, Don and Mike. This is... Patrick, I got a question for you. Actually,
curiously, Daddy would be around, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Daddy would be around that Cub Scout.
Sure would.
Sure.
Hi, what can we do for you, Patrick?
I just want to let you, Buzz, know that, hey, Buzz.
Hey.
I just want to let Buzz know that to check out Volusia County, they didn't have any votes for any third-party candidates. It's kind of fishy down there in Florida, isn't it?
I'll look into it right away.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, hi.
Don, Landis calling in here.
Hey, Mike Landis. Hi, Mike.
Hi, that election was tighter than a crab's a-hole on a hot summer night.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Don, I want to let you know, if you didn't know already, that Leah Remini's going to be on E! Tonight.
Oh, is it tonight that her celebrity profile's on?
I think tonight at 10 o'clock.
Hey, Buzzy, would you take that for us, please?
10 Eastern, yes, sir.
You know, that's the first time he's just called himself Landis.
Landis.
Yeah, hey, Don, it's Landis.
Landis from the 10 o'clock news.
Crab's a-hole on a warm summer night.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just called to let you guys know, give you a little heads up. Leah is going to be on Celebrity E! Profile tonight.
Second guy in a row with the same call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hey, how's it going? This is Norman Green Bay.
Hey, hi, Norman Green Bay.
Yeah, did you catch that election last night there?
Oh, I'll tell you, hey, that was some kind of election there, huh?
That's crazy. How about that? What's up with that one thing, though, where they're, like, saying about how he's got more votes than the other guy, huh?
How about that, huh? That's real confusing, isn't it, huh?
Yeah, I don't know, but you know, over in here in Green Bay and Brown County, they are voted to sell their rights to Lambeau Field.
Yeah, yeah, I understand that. That was a real item up on the docket.
Yeah, that's right. For Christ's sake, God darn it.
God darn it.
God darn it. Well, we're real sorry for you on your referendum there, hey.
Yeah, that's just disappointing now.
Yeah, but come on. You know what? You're going to get used to it being Shopko Field.
Yeah, I guess no. It's just not the same. The Packers, that's Lambeau.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, but you gotta have to get used to it with your team there, hey now.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's going right in the wrong direction, hey.
All right, there, hey. Yeah, here, there.
Okay, so who won the? What I was calling about there, hey, was so who's the president now then?
Like they don't know yet, hey.
We
check in tomorrow.
Okay, I'll call back then now.
Okay.
Okay, take her easy.
All right, see ya.
Bye now.
I'll call back then now.
That's our guy from Green Bay.
Or so.
Okay, now about the erection yesterday.
Yes.
We are going to call Tallahassee, Florida.
All right.
We are calling the election board.
Very good.
Good.
To see if we can give you an exclusive. This is not a gag call, a goof call.
This is breaking news on the Don and Mike Show.
Huh. The number is busy.
Yeah, it's been busy since I got the number about 2 hours ago. I imagine they have something they're doing. I don't know. But there's other numbers there that might be helpful. They're all in the same building.
All right, we're going to try the Florida Welcome Center.
All right, very good.
Welcome to Florida.
Right now.
Right now or so.
This is Florida Welcome Center of the Capitol. May I help you?
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. We're doing a national radio show. Do you mind going on the air with us for a second?
No, sir.
Is that no, sir, you don't mind, or no, sir, you don't want to go?
Oh, no, I don't mind.
Okay,
don't
mind. Okay, great. Good. Listen, we were wondering, what's the total down there?
Well, they haven't. As far as I know, they haven't released anything. I work down at the Welcome Center down on the bottom.
But you're in the same building as where they're counting the votes, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have you had a chance to welcome all the lawyers that are pouring in?
Well, they haven't been bothering me. They've been just hopping on the elevators going straight up to election.
Now, listen, you obviously see these people coming into the building every day. I saw them in a big glass room with the computers today on TV, and they look to me like the type of person that's working a drive-through window, like a jack-in-the-box. Can you tell me, what do you think the average intellect is of the person who's counting the votes right now there in Tallahassee?
Well, I mean, they're kind of tired, so I imagine. I imagine it's about average.
Are most of them pretty big women?
I'll be honest, I haven't met any yet.
but have you seen any walking by? I mean, because the ones I saw on TV look like Star Jones.
Right. No, I think they've been locked up in that room. Nobody's letting them out.
So is it making the Welcome Center any busier now that you got all this going on?
Oh, yes, sir. Right. I mean, everybody wants to come in Florida, you know, talk to the governor, make sure everything's going their candidate's way.
Okay, so what time can we, we're calling the Florida Welcome Center in the same building as where they're counting the votes. What time will the vote counting be done?
They say they're not going to be done till Thursday. That's when they're going to release the vote count.
Tomorrow. Thursday. Why will it take so long?
I'm not sure. You know, they're setting up a special oversight committee and checking into the various, you know, things. The complaints they've had, like in Palm Beach.
So they're actually checking into that.
Yes, sir.
So you mentioned that they're like on the 18th floor?
Yes, sir.
And you're, I guess, on the first floor?
Yes, sir.
Has the smell made it downstairs yet?
No, sir.
Because we figured they might, not only are they big, but they might be a little gamey after, you know, being up for 24 hours and such. So,
I mean, it seems it would be pretty easy to recount the votes. They did it last night in 3 or 4 hours. And you guys realize that the entire friggin' nation is waiting for you guys to count these dumb votes.
Yes, I mean, I'm not sure why it's going to take so long either.
Have you seen any pizzas coming in or food being delivered, Chinese food?
No, not yet.
Really?
They may not feed them till they're done.
Do you have any food in the Welcome Center?
Oh, no, sir.
Really? What do you serve there?
Oh, we don't. We just give out brochures, that's all.
Oh, you got to have some food.
Just give out brochures. Have you seen any of the TV types around there today?
Oh, yes, sir.
Hey, really?
They've been swarming around the governor's office.
They've been swarming around. Who's the hottest TV lady you've seen down there today?
I really haven't seen any hot TV ladies so far.
Oh, you mean, I guess you haven't seen Candy Crowley then.
No, I've seen mostly just men.
Mostly just men. At any time, have you gotten the thought maybe just to go up to the 18th? Could I ask you to just put us on hold and go up to the 18th floor and tell us what you see?
Sure.
Thank you. Very good. All right, we'll wait.
All right.
How long will it take you to go up to the 18th floor?
Shouldn't take too long. I just got to grab an elevator.
All right, you go up, you'll take a look around, and then you'll come back and give us our exclusive report?
Yes, sir.
All right, put us on hold, please.
All right.
That's great. Really? Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have an exclusive report from the election counting room in Tallahassee.
We really lucked into getting this mook on the telephone, didn't we?
He likes being on the radio.
Hi, young man. Welcome to Florida. How y'all doing? Would you like a brochure?
They train everyone there to follow every answer with a nervous laugh.
Very good. incidentally, we're still looking for the hottie homemakers. Tomorrow we're going to have a big exotic show down here with girls performing who would like my refrigerator that I'm giving away, the refrigerator that I'm not going to give to my mother-in-law just in case she ever wants watermelon.
It's the Hottie Homemaker Fashion Show, Don.
And that's on tomorrow's episode. Chuck Stossel is here to get his pie in the face. We're going to do that in just a second.
Very good.
And listen, about the election, I know you all heard about the calls last night between Bush and Gore.
Right.
We do, in fact, have tape of those phone calls.
Wow.
And we'll be playing them for you on this show today.
Cool.
Now we're waiting for the guy in the Florida Welcome Center.
And while we're waiting, let's enjoy this lovely musical interlude. Oh, yes. This beautiful music.
Now, what do you think this poor schmuck is doing? He's really,
yeah.
He's going out to the elevator.
Right.
He's going to ride up to the 18th floor.
Uh-huh.
We should have had him ask who's in the lead.
I would imagine they'd have some security up there.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
I mean, my God, it's the future of the nation.
Well, based on what I saw on TV today, though.
Right.
Doesn't look like.
No, it doesn't look like it's tight as Tupperware.
I mean, I just saw a bunch of fat, sweaty ladies.
More security for W and Jordan, you know, and Cheney having lunch together today.
You don't suppose this guy at the Welcome Center is the same guy in the Giant commercials, do you?
You mean Gay Tommy?
Gay Tommy for Giant.
I don't think so.
Okay, that's just a picture I got in my
head. I bet we're going to get another selection now.
I got a selection for you.
Listen to this.
Here we go. Ready?
Yep.
Wow.
And sponsorable.
Yeah, thanks. www.egars.com.
There you go.
The hottest cigar site on the planet. Oh, P.U.
The Anal Welcome Center.
Do we have spray?
Yes, I'm going to get it right now.
That is a rancid fart. How could anything that awful have come out of an ass as beautiful as mine?
Oh, God, that is... I don't know what's grosser, you saying that after the fart or the fart itself.
You know what? I had to go in the drugstore today, and I'm standing there. I'm waiting for the prescription, and the girl behind the counter says, "Oh, hi." And I said, girl, she's a woman,
right?
Not a girl. She's like mom's age, okay?
Right.
And she says, "Hi, how are you?" And I say, "Hi." And she says, "I saw the pictures of you in the diaper on the website."
Oh, no.
Like, oh, my God. The worst. The absolute worst.
Oh, man. You know.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, hello.
All right, so we're ready for our exclusive report from the election center.
Well, when I went up there, they just have all the reporters standing around the outside desk.
Did you ask any of the reporters if they've heard anything?
They haven't heard anything yet.
How's it going?
It's busy.
Are the fat ladies counting?
Well, we couldn't see them from there. They're in a back room off, blocked off from the front area.
So they've got them sequestered?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time.
Oh, sure. No problem.
What is your name? You've been very, very cooperative, and we want to give you credit on the radio.
Oh, my name's Brian Estep.
Brian, nice job.
And, Brian, someone on our show would like to know, not me, but someone else would like to know, are you gay?
No, sir.
Oh, very good.
Rob, he's not gay.
That was Rob. Rob kind of found your voice attractive.
Not that there would be anything wrong with you being gay.
Right. Nothing at all. You sure you want to maybe come out?
No, sir.
All right, very good.
All right, well, thank you for the exclusive report from the 18th floor in Tallahassee where they are counting votes.
Good job, Brian.
Did you see any famous TV people up there?
No, I just saw the lower echelon grunt reporters.
And you didn't bump into Jeb Bush?
No, I think he's locked up in his office.
Who did you vote for? Can I ask who you voted for?
I voted for Gore.
Voted for Gore.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we know which way you wanted to go, huh?
That's right.
Okay. All right.
Good luck.
Brian, thank you, my friend.
Oh, sure. No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later. There he is. Oh, come on. Come on, Rob. He was a nice guy. He took the call.
Rob's a hater.
The guy working at the Florida Welcome Center in the exact same building.
Yes.
Where they're counting the votes now.
You know, he was extremely cooperative. We had him go up 18 floors.
He sure did.
Got off the elevator and just came back down.
What a dope. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me, Chief. I got something here you might want to see. I hate when people talk during the movie.
As enigmatic as Buzz Burbank's so-called belly button, the Don and Mike Show.
Right? Well, it's Chuck Soffel time. Here comes the mother chucker right now, ready to take his punishment like a man.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
Hi, Charlie. This plastic being put up. Ready for his pie in the face for our bet. Like to point out, Lisa's still taking calls for the Hottie Homemaker contest. Tomorrow going to have a very erotic show.
Yeah, the Hottie Homemaker fashion show.
With girls coming down and showing us what they got.
All for a used refrigerator.
Someone will win my old refrigerator.
Wow.
And I'm going to be calling Big Frida in a moment.
Oh, good.
Just to make sure it's okay with her, but it really doesn't matter. That's just kind of dressing.
We're not. Yeah, it's like a courtesy, like those people that can see the elections.
Yeah.
Courtesy call.
We are, hold on, let me call her right now, because what they're doing is they're putting up all this tarp in the studio.
Very, so that very clean around here.
So that the pie going in the face of Chuck Stossel doesn't go all over the place. Chuck, the pie we've chosen.
I've seen. It's gorgeous.
Hello.
Hey, Pop, it's me again. Is Big Frida back yet?
No, she's not.
Not yet. Okay.
She should be back.
I'll call her back.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. The pie selected is Mrs. Smith's Restaurant Classics French Silk Chocolate Pie.
Oh, yummy. Does that look delicious?
Doesn't it? Wow. Look good?
It looks good.
And last week when Charlie was here, Charlie's our movie man, of course. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me play him in with his intro and everything.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico. Here's movie man Charlie Stossel.
Charlie commented that he thought the legend of Bagger Vance would earn $15 million this past weekend at the box office. And it came up,
it's got right here in USA Today, 11.5.
Ooh, it even went down. Ooh.
11.5. Man, a major disappointment, that film, right, Charlie?
Yeah, a little bit.
So I love...
Okay.
I love being able to pay back the head-shaving bet.
Well, and the pie. You got a pie one time yourself.
Yeah, you're right. So it's like 0-2 to you. Before we get to the pie, though, and your movie reviews, we do have jail mail.
Yay!
From...
pictures.
Your favorite. The guy in Hagerstown, Maryland.
I can tell when he writes bathtub.
Hey, Charlie, and before Don reads that, I must alert you that yesterday in El Dorado, in outside of
Washington, I heard there was an escape. Called in.
Yes, absolutely. I don't know if they have caught the guy yet, Buzz.
I haven't heard either way. Yeah, right. There was an escape from the prison with the guy who sends the demonic pictures.
Well, let's hope it wasn't him.
Yeah, he stole a guard's uniform.
Let me see.
Dear
Don and Mike, please enclose find chapter 3 in Charlie's life. This, of course, is written by a guy, an inmate. Who's in jail in Hagerstown, Maryland.
Very good.
I think I approached the line again last week, but don't think I crossed it. And then he has a letter for Dennis Murphy.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay. Didn't he like you last week, Rob? No. Was it this guy? I thought so.
I think he liked Rob.
Yeah, he mentioned it.
Let me open Dennis's.
Look at Rob. Rob's saying no.
No, the guy who liked me was the demonic guy from El Dorado or wherever that is.
That's right, because that guy, the skull picture was for Robbie.
Right, he drew a picture of Garfield Odie have it that was very strange.
The letter that this guy wrote to Dennis is, Dear Dennis, your appearances are the funniest parts of the Don and Mike show.
Oh, Dennis will be delighted to hear that.
Man. I listen every day. I love the part where you skydive. I hear about your great photos on your website, but since I'm in prison, I don't have access to the Internet. Could you please print out photos on your site and send them to me? I am an innocent man in prison, and the Don and Mike show is one of the few things that makes me laugh. I want to see the pictures. Sincerely, David. Now listen to the nice letter he sends to Dennis.
Dennis, very courteous letter.
So nice. Dennis will be delighted to get that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And here's
mine.
Here's his letter to Charlie Stossel. Charlie's life, chapter 3. And he, I love the way he spells your name, C-H-A-R-L-I.
There he goes.
Gay way possible.
Charlie. Bathtub left the playground in frustration.
I guess that's your nickname, Bathtub.
I guess so.
More than 3 hours had passed, and still none of the boys would accept any candy from him. He would have stayed longer, but he knew when the cops patrolled this area, and he wanted to leave before they drove by. Best to avoid any questions, he thought. Effing pussy. The second deeper voice in his mind yelled. Returning to his apartment building, he climbed the steps, careful to avoid the wino lying unconscious on the stairs. He had just unlocked his door when he felt eyes upon him. He tried to turn around, but it was too late. The rough, itchy canvas bag was over his head while strong arms held him in a bear hug.
Oh, dear.
Being carried into his apartment, Bathtub offered no resistance. He was thrown roughly onto his bed and handcuffed from behind. Mm-hmm. In the process of all of this, he heard all of his dolls scatter from the bed and onto the floor.
Help me.
Strangely, Charlie felt no fear. In fact, he felt his tiny wee-wee as his mommy told him he should call someone straddle him as he lay on his stomach.
Oh, no.
Getting all no.
It's evil. Payback time, you effing perverted freak of nature, his assailant yelled at him. I know about your little hobby and it's karma time. Suddenly aware as to what was about to happen, Bathtub tried to struggle. However, his weak, girlish muscles didn't have the strength to break free.
Oh,
feeling his trench coat and dominatrix outfit being ripped away, Bathtub tried to scream, but a dirty rag tasting somewhat of salt was shoved into his mouth.
Oh, God, this guy's got a lot of time on his hands.
Bathtub's thighs were then roughly spread apart.
Oh, dear.
Faint from fear, the last thing Bathtub remembered before losing consciousness was of something hot against his left buttock and the smell of Vaseline. This story to be continued.
Oh, I can't wait. That was terrific.
There you go, and Charlie.
What a wonderful story.
No, it's in the Cole Simpson file.
I know you like holding onto these for your files
and for evidence.
Something hot against and a very pretty buttock. Picture. Oh, wonderful.
And I believe I'm ready to give you the pie now before we get to the movie review.
Ah, very good.
Very nice. Oh, we're doing the pie before we talk, so I can stand here the whole time. And
right.
Charlie, we're going to ask you to go back to the corner over there and drip.
Right.
All right, and Don.
Now, remember, I've just had delicate laser eye surgery, so be gentle when
you're really.
No.
Oh, okay, you liar.
That's, all right, that was your line, Don. Okay, here we go.
Plug me in over here, Rob. Plug me in right there.
Beautiful.
Got it. Okay, and my headphones are ready.
Charlie's feigning ducking.
Okay.
All right,
ready, Charlie?
Delicious Mrs. Smith's chocolate cream pie.
Like I said, because for the record, I know more about movies than you do.
And now Charlie will receive the pie from Bagger Vance. You want to do a three count?
Yeah, count me down, Mike.
All right, ready? One, two, three. Oh. There it is.
You.
Hey, hey.
That was great.
Boy, that was a well-done pie.
Yeah.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello.
How are you?
That I like.
You like doing that?
I like that.
That pie smells fantastic.
It tastes pretty good, too.
You know, that
Lisa,
is Charlie.
Lisa, come here and take some of the pie off me, please.
That's a revenge pie.
Wow. I hope you enjoyed it.
That's
congratulations.
That's a payback pie. Thank you.
Now, have you gotten a pie on this show yet?
No, that was the first one.
I've given pies. You've given pies.
I have not received a pie.
This is the first bet I've lost, rather than I've won to Charlie Stossel.
Oh, that's terrific. Always nice. Every couple of weeks or so just to have somebody get a pie.
How do I look?
You look fantastic, especially up top.
Yeah,
you might want to think about keeping that.
A whipped cream peak at the top of his head.
Putting the cream on his head.
You know, somehow I really think that all of a sudden one of the witches is going to get hit by a house.
Really, the way that has that Cupid doll.
As mayor of Munchkin.
Let me say, you got it up my nose.
Sorry about
that. No. But I have this chocolate smell now. It's going to be around that thing for a
while. I find my pastry is always sweetened by vengeance.
Oh,
when he did that.
Excuse me for a moment.
When he did
that. Yes, and then I felt something very hot.
Oh, dear.
All right, Charlie.
Hi, Don.
Way to go. Thank you for taking the pie in the face.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Can't believe that you thought that queer movie would make all that money this weekend.
I really did. I think it's a great movie.
Well, and you know I got panned. universally in every other review. I mean, New York Post, New York Times, Washington Post, USA Today.
I did.
A lot of 2.5 stars for that movie, Charlie.
Yeah, yeah, I gave it 3. I liked it.
What is new this weekend as you lick your fingers with the remnants on your shirt?
We have two.
I wish somebody had a mirror so you could see the top of your head.
Hold on a second.
All right.
There it is. He just saw himself in the glass.
That looks good.
What is new this weekend?
And, you know, I will stay like this for the rest of my appearance here.
Very good.
We'll talk about two. The First Men of Honor. De Niro film with Cuba
Gooding Jr. Yeah.
And here's my thought about this, and I've seen the ads, and I know you're going to tell us about them. I'm going to just tell you what I think. I think that this movie looks like crap because it looks so cliche, been done over and over again. They show you too much of the movie in the trailer. You feel like you already know the story.
Oddly enough, no, they don't. Because there's a big plot twist that happens later on that happens to Carl Brashear, the Cuba Gooding Jr. character that you don't see in the trailer of things that go on. This is based on a true story about this gentleman, Carl Brashear, who joined the Navy when the Navy allowed African Americans into the service. He wanted to become a master diver, and he runs into Billy Sunday, played by Robert De Niro, who is doing his Cape Fear character.
Yeah, and maybe that's it. It just seemed like he was.
Yeah, it's the same voice. You're right.
I am you, counselor.
Counselor.
That he's doing it for the whole movie, and he is bigoted. He doesn't like this guy. You love this look, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I just love looking at you like this.
Charlie is doing his movie review covered in pie.
Hey, the plot twist that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Is it a rag that tastes like salt?
No, it is not. Nor is it something hot on his buttock.
Oh, no.
All right.
You.
Okay.
But this guy, he's the son of a sharecropper, goes into the Navy and wants to become a master diver. Robert De Niro, who doesn't want him in the program, does anything and everything. It's a little officer and a gentleman-ish. Anything and everything to get him out of the program. He does not leave the program. And they end up, playing off each other very, very well. The performances are very good. Cuba Gooding Jr. is very good. Robert De Niro is very good. But again, I kept on hearkening back to Counselor.
It
is that the entire time.
So you're saying Bobby De Niro dialed
Bobby
this one
D.
in?
Bobby D. Well,
he phoned this one in.
He's got, and I was in my ear.
That was pretty gross when he did that. Reaching into your ear and like pulling out a dollop of
this
cream.
This dollop of cream was in my ear.
All right, how many porcelain dolls do you give this movie?
2.5. It's not as bad as you might think. It is long, though. It's
2.5, the ultimate wimpy review.
Fine, 2.
Okay, 2.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for making a fist.
Now, Little Nicky.
Okay, now this one, you know, I love Adam Sandler.
Laughing already.
I love any Adam Sandler movie, and I love the fact that he's got Rob Schneider in it again going, you can do it. Okay.
He's got that again.
This is the one that Bart and all of Bart's friends, myself included, will be going to see this weekend. How is Little Nicky?
Adam Sandler does one thing very well, and he makes movies that appeal to the lowest common denominator in society. Plain and simple. I thought The Waterboy was awful. I was wrong. I wasn't really wrong. America loved it.
No. Waterboy.
The Wedding
is a great
Adam
movie.
Stanley. I like Big Daddy. I thought that was done very well.
I like that too.
This though goes to a new level of stupid. This movie where he plays Nicky. He's the son of Satan.
Good.
Played by Harvey Keitel.
He's basically doing the same character that he did for every character he did on Saturday Night.
No, I haven't seen this one, but
doesn't he do that voice?
No, it's not the Waterboy voice. It's a different kind of voice.
Right.
Where he does that. I know.
Listen, Adam Sandler is funny.
But doesn't he do that thing sort of like this?
No.
Doesn't he keep his mouth like in some kind of palsy move?
But it's more of a gravelly voice because since he is the son of Satan, he has to have kind of that demonic sound to him.
He's funny.
His two brothers, one of which is black, one who's white, escape from hell to start raining terror upon the earth. So hell freezes over. His father's in some real bad shape. Nicky has to go back to earth where he's never been and get his brothers back. Along the way, Beefy the Bulldog helps him out. It's stupid Adam Sandler. It's great. People are going to love it. If you like Adam Sandler,
I do.
You will love the movie. It is no piece of art.
Okay, but it's great entertainment.
So he's giving his fans what they want.
Yes, and for what Adam Sandler does very well, this type of movie, 3 strong stars.
Thank you. Thank you. And I believe I speak for all the LCDs out there, all the lowest common denominators. We we thank you because we will be there watching that movie this weekend.
You'll be Lois Common delighted this weekend.
Yeah, loved it.
Yeehaw.
I love all of Adam Sandler's movies.
Very good.
I really do. It cracks my ass up like nobody else does.
Yeah, Bobby Boucher. He's a funny guy.
He loves his mama.
Funny guy.
You can do it. All right, well, you can get out of here now, Charlie.
All right, I can go wash up now.
We're done with you. Thanks for taking your pie.
Thanks, Charlie.
Bye-bye. There he is, movie man, Charlie Stossel. Wiping all the stuff off his chrome dome right now. He makes his way out of the studio.
Oh,
sweet moment, Mike.
Yeah, and it smells like pie. And that's always nice, too. And you did that with a great deal of flair, the way you, you know, you did the not the intense hit with the pie, but then the face twist.
The grind.
The grind is really good.
Right. Joining us now on the telephone, let's all say hello to Mr. 40. Hey, Mr. 40.
Hey, 40. Oh, what is going on?
Dog, what are you doing?
I'm chilling right now, man, on the way to pick up the 40 of the week, man. Just chilling.
What's the 40 du jour tonight? Do you have any idea what you're going to be getting?
It's going to be El Toro de Rouge.
Oh, Red Dog?
Red Bull.
Red Bull, right.
Red Bull, right.
All right, 40, listen.
I think I mixed up two languages there, too, but don't tell anybody.
Here's a thought. You know, Thanksgiving is a couple of weeks away.
Right.
Like to plan an entire show on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
November the 21st.
Same as it ever was.
With you, Mr. 40, in our conference room, enjoying all of your 40s, with an entire family. And they will have a contest to pick this family. And really, there's no pressure on you at all.
No, you're just going to be the host, and you just hang out, drink your 40s, and let Shiloh, naked Shiloh, serve you Thanksgiving dinner.
And we've already arranged this with a top-quality restaurant to have real Thanksgiving food brought in, the whole spread. I mean, you know, we're talking about turkey and cranberry and apple pie and mashed potatoes and
gravy.
All that crap, lots of gravy.
Okay.
And Mr. 40, we'd like to know if you would humble us by being the host for this Thanksgiving feast.
I'll have to get a smoking jacket.
There you go, Mr. 40. That's the right attitude. Now, Mr. 40, you're welcome. Since this is kind of a family-themed show, you're welcome to invite Mrs. 40 to come.
Right. Absolutely. She enjoys the 40 once in a while, right?
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, if you'd rather do a stag, that's fine also.
Oh, we'll see. I'll check with her. I mean, because remember you told me to clear with her in the first place, so
right.
It's all good. So I don't know if she wants to come or not. I'll ask her.
And I like the idea of you in the smoking jacket.
You know, it might be a good idea if you left her at home, because there's a chance with Shiloh that things could get
crazy.
A tad erotic.
Yeah, that's the word I was going to use, too.
They could end up being, much like tomorrow's
40s erotic Thanksgiving show.
Tomorrow's Homemaker Hotties show, where we're going to be having girls doing erotic performances.
Yeah.
It could turn out being erotic because, frankly, I don't want to give everything away right now, but the meal is going to have its climax with Shiloh performing in the middle of the table.
Absolutely, yes. And like many of our shows end, they end with the erotic dance.
Doing the live sex show right in the middle of the table, just as everybody's getting their dessert and their coffee.
For the whole family.
Absolutely.
So if you're up for it, 40, then we can go to the next step to solicit and have a contest to find the family that would actually like to come down here and spend the afternoon with you.
Right. Oh, this will be just like showtime.
Yo, during the show.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, we'll have microphones up there. We'll do the same thing as we did before. We'll get cameras up there so we can watch. It'll be wonderful.
Wonderful.
It'll be simply wonderful. And if you do this, we have to give you your props.
We'll take pictures. We'll put them up on the web.
All right.
So is that all right? Is that a yes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, I cleared it and everything.
He's there, Mr. 40.
Know,
Mr. 40's Thanksgiving.
How many 40s does that refrigerator hold?
Oh, plenty.
And listen, 40, no need to bring your own.
Right.
You tell us what you like.
That's going to be tough.
We're going to have a variety of 40s.
Yeah, we'll have Red Bull. We'll have Colt 45.
And there is absolutely no limit of the amount of 40s that you can have during this entire Thanksgiving show. So we want the real 40 The 40 that we've seen on the occasions you've been in here.
The relaxed 40.
Drinking out of your paper bag.
Yeah, we figure the show starts about 3 o'clock. You can probably start about 12 noon.
Okay.
Okay, excellent. Hold on, please.
Yo.
Mr. 40. Yo, yo, yo.
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 Hey, Buzz.
Hey, 40.
What's up, Robbie?
Oh, God damn it, I've missed having Mr. 40 around.
Well, he's going to be here for the big holiday show.
Right, the big holiday, the Mr. 40 Thanksgiving show.
Yes, culminating with, of course, the erotic dance.
Live, the live sex show in the middle of the table.
Sure.
Right after everybody gets done eating.
Find out Shiloh can do wonderful things with a bird.
Right. You know what? I bet you could probably have sex with a drumstick.
Yeah, absolutely.
I bet you could.
It'd be very exciting.
40, hold on, please.
Okay.
Great news that Mr. 40's up for that.
That's good. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So in the coming days, you're going to hear us talk more about that. We're going to have an actual contest to find a real family.
Yes, a nice family Thanksgiving.
To come down and enjoy the entire day with Mr. 40.
And everybody in the family has to be over the age of 21.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Because this is an adult Thanksgiving.
Right.
Up in the conference room. You'll hear it all live on the show, and we'll do streaming video and get pictures and get that up on the web for you.
That'll be fantastic. So
that's great. Thank you, Mr. 40. Thank you, Charlie Stossel. Got to do this now. We'll be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show. Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on the radio station you grew up with, Music Radio 138. What the hell's going on here? Oh, geez, well, isn't this the last hour? We got another hour to do? Geez, that's how we're almost finished. Good golly, Miss Molly. Boy, this is f***ing ponderous, man. Ponderous, f***ing ponderous. Hi, this is Casey Kasem. American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuckles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. It's a last damn time I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a damn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem, and I got to tell you, I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike Romero.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
You know what I just thought about that tape?
What?
It's Casey's Top 40, right?
Yeah.
Where he basically takes the Billboard Top 40.
Correct.
And he talks about it. So where the songs are, if they're requesting a particular song, they've got to put that dedication, you know, coming out of whatever song is in the sequence.
Well, no.
Rob, shake his head.
Hold on. If it's a long-distance dedication,
right,
then it is a song that is...
Not on the top 40.
Not on the list already.
Oh. So it could have been a long-distance dedication. In fact, it probably was.
Right, for the dog.
So he had a right to rave out.
For the effing dog that was dying.
This Saturday morning at 2.
2! Tomorrow on the show, Honey Homemakers.
Very good.
Listen, I'm going to give away this refrigerator, this perfectly good refrigerator that my wife has banished to the garage because she had to have the same refrigerator as on Will and Grace.
Well, I know it's a struggle for you to give this away because I know you're still racked with guilt.
I love this refrigerator.
You like it.
This refrigerator has done nothing to me and our family except chill our vegetables, keep our beverages cold, keep our meats from spoiling. It's a beautiful refrigerator.
Are you still...
confident you are going to give it away, though, because I was a little worried when you made the call to Big Frieda.
Oh, I'm going to try her again in a second, but yes, especially now that we've started the contest.
We're not going to have, like, a recount or anything like
this? No, absolutely not.
Very good.
Tomorrow for the Hottie Homemaker Show, girls, if you'd like the fridge... And listen, it's a nice one. It was like $3,000 refrigerator. Nice GE black one, double door.
Right.
Ice maker, cubed or crushed, chilled water. It's got the little door you can open up in front to get right to your soft drink.
Wow. Absolutely.
It's a great refrigerator. Big, gigantic refrigerator.
Quality appliance.
All you got to do is come down tomorrow and put on an exotic show for us.
Very good.
Show us some skin.
Best show wins.
And win.
And not the best show. The woman we dubbed to be the
hottest
homemaker.
The hottest homemaker.
Right, right.
Show us your areolas, and you will be able to chill your colas. That is tomorrow. Lisa is taking girls now who would like to come down and perform. Phone number 877-365-3636. We don't have to speak to you on the air for you to be registered for the contest.
That's right. So we're excited about tomorrow's contest, and someone is going to go home with a brand-new refrigerator, a brand-new used refrigerator.
Yeah, hello. Don and Mike's show.
Don, Mike.
A pre-owned refrigerator.
That's right.
Pre-owned,
just like they say with a Mercedes.
Car dealers love saying.
It's
yeah.
a pre-owned vehicle.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're great, thanks.
Something funny kind of happened to me yesterday. I went to go vote, and the election official that, like, gave me my ballot and everything,
yes.
this old, like, crusty dude, his name was Jack Cassidy.
Jack Cassidy.
Jack Cassidy.
Come on, get on the phone. Come down tomorrow, spread your knees, and store your cheese. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yo.
Yo.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, hi.
Yeah, so you had that bitch 40 back on the phone again.
Oh, this is the guy that doesn't like 40.
Is this angry black guy?
No, this ain't angry black. This bitter nigga.
Okay. Oh, how you doing, BN?
All right, well, like I'm saying, the offer still stands.
What's the offer, BN?
When can I just come down there, meet him down there, and just kick his ass?
Now, listen, BN, why do you want to kick his ass?
Yeah, why? What has 40 ever done to you?
No, I mean, it's just his whole everything, man. It's just whack. I mean, I listen to the other guys. Angry black, funny. That Satchmo guy, funny. That Predator guy, funny. I just don't like 40, man.
Listen, we like 40. I mean, we don't only like him as a caller on the show. We like him as a guy.
Yeah. He's a sucker.
No, he isn't.
He's not a sucker.
He's going to have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I just may have to crash that then.
All right.
Tell him to call back.
You can enter the contest, you know, and invite your whole family down.
40, if you're listening, 40 of you listening, call back.
Call back. I swear, I'll beat the hell out of him.
Okay,
hold on. I'm going to leave you on hold in case he calls back. But
you don't want to do that.
There's no need for this to turn into a gangster video.
No, it ain't about being a gangster. I just don't like him. He's so phony, man.
I would tell you.
You know, if you talk to him, you might like him.
I bet you would.
I don't already heard him.
He is one of, and I don't say this about a lot of people who we come in contact with on this show, because generally, they're animals.
I didn't understand when he had a rapper call in, man. He is stupid.
He is one of the most genuine people that I've ever met doing this show.
Oh, man, he's just a puppet, man.
All right. What do you mean he's a puppet? Who's he a puppet for?
He's a puppet, man.
For who?
For who?
For y'all, man. That's all he is.
No, he's not.
I'm down to realize that. I hate him.
How is he a puppet for us?
Oh, I just hate him.
All right, hold on. He just hates him. It's an irrational hatred.
He's on the phone right now. Mr. 40, say hello to BN.
Yo, what's up, BN? What's up with that? When can I come down there and kick your ass?
Man, you know I'll be there the 21st, dog. You know I'm okay.
No. It got to be before then, man.
Man, you can meet me right now. Nothing.
You can schedule it on the 24th.
You got to get on a train. You got to get on a train or something. Where you want to meet me, son?
I'm right here, man. I'm on. Wherever you want to be.
I just want to say something just because of everybody that's...
I'm grinning with all the nasty...
Hold on, one at a time. Hold on. BN...
Water and spit you, don't you?
BN, BN...
For a second, dog. Let me tell you something. First of all, I just want to say that out of everybody that's ever called and said anything bad...
And you sound drunk.
It's always been a black dude. Always been a black dude. And then y'all the same ones talking about...
It's a disgrace to us.
We can't stick together. You know what I'm saying? That's number one.
Number two. Hold on, son.
Listen, BN, hold on. Let Mr. 40 have a say, then you can have your rebuttal.
Say without you already called me all your names, you know what I'm saying? So I know what level you on. So what I'm saying is...
No, what level you on?
Oh, boy. The black dudes are only people that's got something to say, and they're y'all the same ones that turn around, probably be talking about we can't stay together. That's number one. Number two...
Where Grady Smoke at? He wants some?
Hold up, son. Number two, I've been doing this way longer. This don't have nothing to do with being no puppet of Don and Mike, though. I like Don and Mike. You know, we do our thing, and it's been fun.
When you shut up.
But you can check my websites. I got songs, and when they come all out, you know what I'm saying, you'll see.
About your website, punk?
Yeah, punk.
Man,
get, oh,
what?
God. You can't.
That's all I want to do. I don't care about no damn website.
Son, you can't get me out my game.
Listen,
you're weak, yo.
Listen.
I ain't trying to get you out. I ain't trying to get you out.
You don't got nothing.
I ain't trying to set off that alarm that they got. I just don't like you, man.
You don't got nothing on me. That's fine. Cause you know what? Every time somebody don't like you, it means somebody do like you. I want you to keep that hatred. You keep hating.
Yeah. The only thing that like you is that damn 40 bottle. That's it.
And I'm making it.
Put that like you.
Yeah.
Your mama don't like you. That's why you was breastfeeding.
Now, don't bring mamas into
don't
this.
Don't bring mamas.
D.N.? No mamas, D.N.
He can say what he already showed with love. I ain't worried about that.
Still damn ugly as a baby. He had to throw the diapers away. The diaper, you know?
That's cool, yeah. I like, yeah, Joan. That's what I'm saying. If you want Joan, we could Joan. If you want a box, we could box, huh?
Didn't you have tinted windows on your incubator?
I got tinted windows on the expedition. I mean,
what the hell that mean? I thought you had a navigator last time.
Nah, they said navigator.
Incubator.
I never said navigator.
With a DVD in it.
Yeah.
What the hell is that? I got an expedition too. That ain't game saying nothing, man.
You know, but you asked about my incubator. I don't have one. Say it if you want.
Go on.
Hey, first you called like you was keeping it real, now you're talking about incubators.
I am keeping it real. What the hell are you talking about?
Which way you want to do?
Tell me what you want to do.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't worried.
You just want to do, man. You're a punk.
All right, hey, Ben.
You always been a punk. You always be a punk.
Time out. Hold on.
Get that 40 straight up your ass.
Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Mr. 40, I'm going to put you on hold.
Hold up, son.
Because I have another brother who would like to talk to Ben.
All right, very good.
Okay, hold on. Let's go to Ron.
Yo, what's happening?
Yeah, hi, you're on with BN.
BN and Mr. 40. Mr. 40, I guess, is still on hold.
Yes.
Hey, BN. Yo. Hey, man, why don't you go get a job and do something, man?
Nigga, I got a job,
hey,
baby.
40 alone, man. Mr. 40 straight.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Grady Smoke?
Man, I've been listening to Don and Mike for 10 years, man.
I don't care how long you been listening to him, yo, man.
And it's good to see a brother get on there.
What that mean to me? Man, he ain't no chill, brother. Man, he a disgrace.
Man, he ain't no disgrace. You a disgrace, man, for calling up. Man, stop wasting time, man.
All right, then. You're a disgrace.
I'm trying to be innocent.
All right, what do you do? What do you do?
I'm listening to you. I'm getting a headache.
Come on, what you do?
Come on, what the hell, man? Go do something.
Then change the radio.
Man. Do something, man. Go get a job.
Get your ass off the radio, man.
Hey, Dynamite, man, hang up on this guy, man.
All right, hold on, please, Ron. Hold on, please, Ron.
Ron's too bad.
Hey, listen, BN, I've got to tell you, you've been defeated by Mr. 40 and you've been defeated by Ron.
And both of them can eat a fat
Oh, no. Now, listen.
Hey. So much hate.
Hold on, I got a guy who says he knows you, BN. Hey, BN?
Yo.
Do you know a guy from Baltimore named Bob?
Bob.
Hold on, here we go. Hey,
what
Bob?
About Bob?
Bob?
Man, he's a 5'2" little man, weighs 95 pounds, thinking,
what the hell is this?
Thinking bad.
This is Bob from Baltimore, BN.
He's describing you a crackhead, Bob?
No, I ain't crackhead, Bob. You the crackhead.
Man, it's Bob, I don't know you, man.
Look, you leave 40 alone. I'll go stand up
alone. Leave 40 alone.
I'm gonna stand up for 40. My white ass will kick your black ass.
Yeah, you think so?
Oh,
I guarantee you.
You come down my town. I know where your high yellow bitches living. You over there.
Fellows.
Boys. Boys.
And you know what? 40's a good guy. He calls up.
Why don't you leave me alone?
But you ain't gonna let me speak, are you?
Don't leave me alone. It's between me and 40, not me, 40, and Bob.
All right, Bob. Goodbye, Bob. Hold on, Bion. All right, listen. Frankly, Ben, I have to tell you something. I disagree with you. I like 40.
Okay, I'll beat Bob in his goddamn mouth, too.
Listen, Ben, I like 40. He's a friend of mine. He'll continue
to...
But, Ben, I have to tell you, I did enjoy the impression of Bob. That was fun.
The punk!
Listen, he will continue to be on this show, Ben.
Leave me alone.
And you just got to deal with it.
He's pussy.
He is not.
I like it, but not up in my face.
All right, well, he's not.
Yeah, and he's on the show.
He won't be here because he's a pussy.
He's on the show for a long time, BN.
He's a bitch.
Listen to me. This is the white devil speaking. I like him. He's going to be on this show.
He's a whore.
Well, I guess for now we'll have to agree to disagree.
But it was very nice making your acquaintance, Mr. BN.
Call back anytime. Anytime, BN. Call back.
Shut up, Grady Smoke. I want you too, ho.
Okay.
That would be Mr. 40's brother,
right,
Brady
right.
Smoke.
Okay.
You hear me?
All right. Goodbye, BN.
Bye, BN. Settle down.
Okay.
Hey, BN, go have a nice BM.
Yeah, that could be it. That might be it. Absolutely.
Bye-bye. Okay. Sorry about that, 40. It's just he called you out.
Yeah. I mean, he got his airtime. It's all good.
He got his airtime. Yes,
he got his airtime.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, I was trying to find out, is he in D.C.? Is he in the city? I mean, what?
I don't think we got any details on the
I don't know.
BN.
Check the call ID because we can settle this.
I know. All right. See you, 40.
All right. Bye-bye. There we go. A little controversy.
What was his name? Ron?
Yeah.
All right, Ron, thanks for the call.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, see you later. Okay. Can't we all just get along?
Bye-bye.
Well, sometimes you just got to clear the air.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What haven't I done for you lately? How you doing?
Was this Mel?
Yeah, Mel from Baltimore.
I know.
you have a version for us tragically white handicapped guys that really need an interpreter, figure out what just happened?
You mean Mike and I had no problem following that?
Yeah, they were just, they were just sparring.
As a matter of fact, BN, even though I think he was an a-hole, he had some funny lines like, "Did you have tinted windows
on your incubator?"
On your incubator.
That was pretty damn funny.
Incubator. Well, I don't know, incubator and keeping it real.
No, it's
kind of
a mama joke.
Oh, come on. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. Is that Mike?
Yeah, we are. Hi.
I wanted to speak to BN. Am I too late, man?
Yeah, BN is off the phone.
Oh, that's a sucker, man.
Are you standing up for Mr. 40?
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with Mr. 40, man. He keeping it real, you know what I'm saying? He a sucker.
Why
he hate? Ain't nothing to hate Mr. 40 about.
That's right. I don't think we ever got to the bottom of that. We never figured out why he was so hostile.
You know what I think, 40. Frankly, people, and I don't think it's just brothers. I think some guys out there are jealous of Mr. 40.
Sure.
Yes. He's got it going on.
If BM's in the city, tell him I'm in the city, too.
Right on, Don.
Right on. I was so effing white.
He's got it going on.
I'm sorry about that.
He has it going on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. That was very mayonnaise-y of me. He's got it going on.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio God. What's up?
Hey, we're down with that.
Hello.
Need to be on your show. It makes it suck. I've been listening for 6 years.
Okay, listen.
I made your last segment suck.
Okay, listen, F you. If you didn't like it, change the station.
F you.
Man, BN, man.
F
you.
You're
a drag on your show.
You know who's a drag? The people who are a drag are people who call up after a three-minute telephone call to bitch about the three-minute telephone call.
A three-minute telephone call that was very, very interesting and very entertaining.
And if you don't like it, F you.
F you.
No, F, I said it first. You got to come up with something better than that.
And like the wind is gone.
Typical
clan member.
You big pussy.
Well, F you.
You big pussy.
This feature cannot be activated because the number is outside the serving area.
You.
Damn you.
Damn you. F you.
And
hello, Don and Mike show.
He did not have it going on.
Hello.
Yo, Radio God.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
I think BN just goes to show that Mr. 40 is a success because he's a perfect example of the brothers, while BN is a perfect example of the ones that usually end up in Hagerstown prison writing Charlie's letter.
Come on, listen.
Jesus, why don't you go to your Klan meeting, pal?
Take it up a notch, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Moron.
Hey, how you doing? You guys forgot to tell that guy something that race was calling himself the... What was it? Some kind of angry something.
BN.
Anyway, you forgot to tell him to change the station if he don't like Mr. 40.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
We said that to him. Thank you, my friend. You know, the one thing I do like about doing this show is that really... I mean, you know, we kid with Mr. 40 and everything, but color is not an issue on this show. We hate everybody equally, whether you're white or black or Chinese or red or green or whatever you are.
We have always professed to be equal opportunity haters and offenders.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
And if you've listened to this show, you know that both Don and I... have it going on.
F you. I meant that as a real compliment.
Thank you.
From my ticker,
thank
man.
You. Thank you very
hello,
much.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, you guys should have a white-on-white, a black-on-white, a black-on-black, instead of a slap-off, a yell-off.
Oh, come on, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I believe that Mr. 40 is a very good example for your show.
Goodbye. Hello.
People get going. I'm done.
They really get going.
Yeah, I'm back.
Race in America.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
All I have to say is you and Mike are really great guys and a lot of fun to listen to. And I don't give a rat's ass what they're talking about. Good show. Big fan. Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, we could use a little more ass kissing like that, okay?
Absolutely. It's a bit, it's like a palate cleanser.
Hello.
Once in a while.
Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I'd like to challenge Mr. 40 myself. But a friendly challenge.
You know something? I'd like to say that Mr. 40 doesn't need any more challenges.
No, no. Mr. 40 is on the show because I invite him on the show to come and be part of our Thanksgiving show. I want to challenge him to drinking. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
I want to challenge him to drinking.
Sure, sure. I'm one of the only white boys that drinks Magnum just like he does.
No, sorry.
Now, lots of white boys drink Magnum.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
His dance card is full, sir.
Yes, they do.
No.
Yes, they do.
I go back 8 years drinking OE 800.
but you're not the only white boy that drinks that?
On a regular basis?
Yeah, on a regular basis. Yeah. I guarantee you're not the only one.
Plenty of white boys drink that.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, tell us what.
I still like 40.
Okay.
I like 40. I think he's an asset to the show.
Thank you.
I really do.
When did this become a referendum on whether 40 is an asset to the show?
Your approval means so much to us.
Hey,
hello.
This is Mr. Blunt. I love Mr. 40, man.
Hello, Mr. Blunt.
Blunt.
Yeah, I like him better than that fag Charlie.
Oh, Charlie Sozzle?
Yeah.
Oh, Charlie's having a rough day. He got a pie in the face.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Chocolate pie.
Charlie Sozzle stopped by and is drinking a big 40 right now.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to say I really like Mr. 40. I think you haven't heard enough about how much we like him from the female crowd. I think he's got a real sexy voice, for one thing.
Ah, there you go.
Well, listen, everybody likes 40. But the most important thing in all of this conversation, everybody should listen to what Bob Barker says.
Absolutely.
Listen to the host of The Price is Right, the longest-running game show in Dame Time Television.
In Game Time Television.
Listen to him.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
And we appreciate the positive feedback, the negative feedback, but everyone should know it means absolutely nothing to us.
Don't mean dick. It's our show. Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I can speak to Don and Mike, please.
Yeah, we're here. Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Mr. 40 is the man.
Yes, everybody loves him.
So,
thank you.
Tell that one dude that was on there that said, nigga, I'm going to kick his ass.
Thank you for your feedback.
All right, we'll tell him. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, we tried to avoid that. That's a distasteful word. That's why we just called him BM.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
We're great, thanks.
Good. I just want to let you guys know that if it weren't for you guys and Mr. 40, I would have never made it home because you got me through the rough drive.
Oh, thank you, honey.
That's very nice.
I loved it. I loved it. He is so funny. He reminds me a lot of Martin Lawrence when I hear him talk. And it's fun to listen to you guys interact with all the...
That is so white.
He
reminds me a little bit more of Sammy Davis Jr.
He reminds me of Martin Lawrence, that nice, non-threatening black comedian who used to have the show where he would say, "What's up?"
I love
John and my show.
Manuel.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, all the real brothers, we down with Mr. 40.
Of course.
It's those fake ones that just can't deal with it. They jealous.
All right.
Very good.
Enough on that, please.
The referendum is closed.
Christ, everybody, come on.
God damn,
I like the guy. We're going to have him on the show.
Yes, we voted yes on that ballot.
That's it. What happened to all the girls calling for the Hottie Homemaker Con?
The Hottie Homemaker Fashion Show.
Show some teat and preserve your meat. That's tomorrow's show. We're tired of people calling about Mr. 40. Girls, call to sign up for the contest now. Okay?
Preserve your meat.
Let me call my mother-in-law. Just to run this whole fridge thing by her one last time.
That's a good idea.
Because I bet I can talk her right off the ledge on this.
Absolutely. Maybe she's not even on the ledge. Who knows? Talk her off the ledge.
You know, since we got canceled in Ocean City, I don't think she's listening to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, that's nice.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Hi, Big Frida.
A happy post-election day.
Yeah, same to you.
Thank you.
Now, Big Frida.
Uh-huh.
You know I love you like a mom.
Yeah.
And I do tell you that all the time, how much I love you.
Yes, dear.
And I even honored your request. Remember the last time I saw you when you came over and you said, how can you really vote for Bush?
You know, you're really in your heart, you're for Gore.
Frieda told me.
You should say that on the right, and I did.
Yeah, and I'm so proud of you.
So listen, keeping in mind all of that and how much I love you, do you really need that refrigerator? Because I really would like to give it away on the air.
Freya said she would like to have a spare down here for herself.
No. Freya told us that you wanted the refrigerator in case you ever wanted a watermelon.
Well, if you have it in your garage, I could keep my watermelon in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but can you live without it? Because I'm going to give it away on the air.
And this is our 59th anniversary, and you're asking me to make a sacrifice. All right.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Whatever works.
Okay.
Are you going to make them pick it up?
Yeah, I will bring it to the station, and I'll figure it out with you. What are you laughing at? The fact that it's a 59th anniversary?
No, I just want to... Is that really okay, Big Frieda?
Sure. Sure, it's fine. I don't have that many more years to go.
She's working you. She is working you.
Yeah, she's a ball buster.
Oh, that's funny.
She's a ball buster. Well, you know, like I said to Frieda, when you're feeling bad because you're not getting this free refrigerator from me, maybe you could just look at the pictures of your trip to Spain or look at the pictures of your trip to Colorado or maybe get in the car that I bought you and go outside and look at the satellite dish on top of your house.
Well, honey, did you stop to think, and look, I don't have to clean a spot in the garage for it.
There you go. So
that's a real plus.
Yeah. Right. So see, she's happy.
The bright side. So really, all kidding aside, you don't care if I give this away.
No.
Okay, thank you. All right, I love you. I'll see you.
He didn't want to give it away until he checked with you, Big Frieda.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's true.
He called a couple of times.
He was thinking about it all day. During the entire show, it's been weighing heavily on his mind.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, thank you so much for thinking of me.
All right, thank you. Love you.
Guys, have a nice evening.
I'll see you.
All right, see you.
Bye, Big Frieda.
Bye-bye. Who is your buddy?
You helped me out there.
Thank you. I'm very proud of that.
Well, she sounded disappointed.
No, she's not disappointed. It's Frieda. This is my Frieda's thing all along. It has nothing to do with her mother. That's the one nugget of truth that
she
I was...
She got me there. I thought she was really upset about it.
No, come on. She couldn't care less.
She was working it?
Yeah. The one nugget of truth that I got out of all of that is the fact that my Frieda really wants to have that in the garage at our other place.
She wanted the extra refrigerator. She said, hey, Mom, maybe you could keep your watermelon in there.
Bingo. Bingo.
Well, so all is right with the world. You've gotten permission from Big Frieda.
Whatever. I'll take that up with my wife when I get home tonight.
Very good.
She's not home. Hey, nice tea. Now you can chill your iced tea. Come on, girls. I'm still selling this hottie homemaker contest tomorrow. Lisa, how many girls are signed up for this contest thus far? Where's the lovely Lisa? How many we got so far? Where are you?
Oh, Lisa.
Where are you? Hello? Where are you, Mrs. Scottish? Where are you, girl who doesn't like it in the butt, my girl?
Here I am.
How many girls you got for tomorrow?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 so far.
Ooh, 8 so far.
And I've had about 3 or 4 call and say that they're interested. They're going to check their schedules and get back to me. So I would say right now we're looking at about 10.
Oh, good.
Man,
that's nice big erotic show tomorrow. Okay.
Right.
Wow. Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank Welcome. You. Thank you, Lisa. It's almost like Captain Turner. Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Rosie.
Okay, hold on.
We are coming right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
I wish we were really big, like Dylan or Stones.
What do you mean big? We're as big as anyone. We have a hit show on CBS. Why can't you see that?
America's most happening hate monger, the Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Hey, I just got some news that'll certainly make my mother-in-law happy.
Yes.
It's brilliant. I think it's Wednesday. We're going back on at Ocean City, Maryland again.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
We have how many lives in that little market?
That'll be, not that I'm counting.
but our sixth radio station.
I hope we get them to sign it in blood
in a market that only has about 10 radio stations.
My God. What station are we going to be going on?
I don't know. It's an FM station.
Oh, very good. Okay. Good.
So as soon as he gets me that information, I'll let you know. We have something coming up here, very special. We've kind of lowballed the election today because everybody's electioned out. We gave you our thoughts earlier.
Right.
There's really no new news. But we do have our exclusive tape of the Bush-Gore phone calls. That's coming up in our next break.
Excellent.
I do have just a lesson, though, in radio continuity.
Okay.
For anybody listening, and most importantly, for the dumbasses who work here at this radio station.
Mm-hmm.
When you do a commercial, and you know what? There might be more than one cut on this. I might have to go through this.
It looks like a 70. I think it'd just be one.
When you do a commercial, what you do is you get the tape that comes from the agency.
Right.
And you put it on one of these tape cartridges.
Right.
Well, what you want to do is erase the tape cartridge.
Is that what that was? I thought that was something bleeding over the board. That's actually a badly degaussed tape.
Yes, you want to erase the tape cartridge. And the way around this, if you forget to erase the cartridge, is to listen to the commercial after you've completed it.
Yes. Don't do the labor-saving thing where you put the commercial from one tape onto another tape and then put it right into the studio.
So we were just here playing our local commercials to D.C., and we have a commercial for ABC TV. So I pop it in the machine, and this is what you hear.
Tonight on ABC, the Drew Carey Show goes live! That's three chances to screw up.
On all new spin. Hey Rob, there are more than one cut on this.
Heather Locklear lets it all hang out.
I don't want to brag, but I guess I have certain qualities the producers responded to.
A couple.
Well, now I'm going to look stupid for yelling about this.
Regis and Drew is on live tonight.
ABC. Didn't we just hear this?
Yeah, I'll back you up.
Who's on the dub?
There's no the only name on it is yours.
Is it my tag?
Because you did the tag.
If it's my tag, I would assume John did it, but I don't think John would do that.
You just heard it too, right, Charlie?
I did. There's no way it could actually. It could have been.
But it was a Gore thing, and was it bleeding through? Did somebody have Buzz's microphone open?
I was listening to a newscast during the commercial break.
Oh, well, then forget all this, because that was my fault then. Just forget it.
Never mind, forget it.
Okay.
So it wasn't on the tape at all.
No, it's my fault.
It's all good.
It's my fault.
Let's just move on.
Let's just forget I said that. Let's just forget that.
Okay. Because I heard Gore. That's the one thing I heard.
So did I. And we stood here like monkeys looking at this tape going, God damn, someone didn't erase the cartridge.
No, you were right. I was sitting over here watching the three of you guys, and you were standing there like monkeys for a minute.
But, hey, isn't that funny?
Hey, that's a kooky.
I was just going to cut someone a new a-hole when actually it was my fault.
There you go.
That I had Buzz's newsroom popping up during the commercial set.
Sorry.
So, technically it's Buzz's fault, but I forgot to turn his thing down. No, it's my fault.
It happens.
My fault.
Stuff happens.
So forget what I was just saying.
Yeah.
About
of course, you were under the live radio thing.
No, listen.
You're under the pressure of live radio.
That's my fault. And I was here like a monkey.
You were all here, the three. It was you, Robbie, and Charlie all standing around.
We were looking at this because what it sounded like was...
Then you got agitated, and we hear that sound coming up.
Buzz, what's the tape you had?
I was listening to a live newscast from CNN.
Okay,
Network
turn it
radio.
Up. Turn it up.
I think they're...
Because I want to explain to you.
It's over now.
Well, just turn on anything over there in your room. Just give me any kind of audio that you got there. Okay.
Yeah, I'm already committed.
Okay, so here's what we were hearing. We hear this.
Tonight on ABC, the Drew Carey Show goes live.
Every TV. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Like that.
We'll play more.
Here are the mortgage papers. So, are you ready to sign?
What's this? On all new Spin City, we get to Regis Sheldon looks for a new co-host.
Wherever it is,
clear, let it go.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
That was it.
So that's what we heard, and we looked at the tape, and I said, oh. What a-hole didn't bulk the cartridge? But ain't that funny? Because it turns out The a-hole is me.
No, I'm sorry I contributed.
No, Buzz, it's not your fault. It's my fault. I'm the a-hole that forgot to turn off the newsroom during the commercial.
So Johnny in the other room can breathe a sigh of relief and is doing a bang-up job.
Good man.
Yes, he can.
Very good.
And frankly, Buzz, does this mean we'll have tape during today's newscast?
Why, yes, we will.
Ah!
That's good.
Beautiful.
Very exciting.
It was actually the sounds of Buzz working. My apologies. My apologies. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I was out there with Don and Mike at the Toys for Big Boys. I was the one giving them cigars. I was out there with Mike and Buzz.
Yeah.
And we were wondering if we could go out there and show our breasts to them and
no.
Go for that refrigerator.
Sorry about that, sir.
Oh, no. No, you can't. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I got a question for Don and Mike about the Las Vegas style shows.
Yes, what about them?
I just want to know if there's the possibility they can do one live for like an HBO special or something like that.
Yeah, right. We'll just call HBO. As a matter of fact, here's what HBO had to say to us. Listen.
All right.
Damn, that was a good one, Mike.
Thank you.
That was great.
I don't think I had the directional microphone right on top of it.
www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet. Yeah, no, not a chance we're going to be on HBO, although we do have a Las Vegas-style show coming soon.
Yes.
And we'll tell you about that.
Yes, it'll be coming up in a few months or so.
Hello. No, it's quicker than that, I think.
Oh, okay. Going to be here?
Good. Yes, here.
Downtown?
I believe downtown D.C.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
I got a question. I'm not sure if somebody's already talked about it yet. Did you see Regis the day before yesterday with co-host Don Rickles?
No. Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it.
I thought Regis was going to explode.
Explode with anger or explode with laughter?
Within a 5-minute time period, Regis got maybe 7 words in.
Good.
Don Rickles would not let every time he would open his mouth with a butt, Don would start.
Well, that's good. It's nice to see that Don Rickles is still on his game as he advances in age.
He would give that laugh, and you can see he just wants them to slap him. After the show, you knew he went straight to the producer and said, let that man back on the show again.
One thing about Don Rickles is Don Rickles has a very good memory of where Regis comes from.
Yeah.
See, Don Rickles traveled in circles where he was just basically Joey Bishop's bitch.
Yeah, his butt boy.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, listen, a couple weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was driving home. I live in Annapolis.
Yeah.
And I lose you guys locally when I get close to home.
Yeah.
So I switched over to 98 Rock, and the guy was going on some rampage about hunting albinos and all this crazy stuff. And when he went into the commercial break, he got a bunch of phone calls, but he left his mic open. And while the commercials were playing, people were calling him going, hey, I'm an albino, and I'm going to come down there and kick your ass. And he was dropping the F-bomb all over the place on these people, and it was coming through the radio. Like 3 phone calls happened, and finally somebody called and said, hey, you know, we can hear you on the and then it cut off.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's nice.
It was absolutely ridiculous. The guy came back on, and he was like, oh, my God, I'm such an idiot, and I might not have my job anymore.
Well, I hope you know that down in Annapolis, in that area, you can, go from 106.7 to listen to AM 1300.
Yes. Well, I do on the way home, because I go home through Olney and up in Attic.
I'm sorry I brought it up, Don.
All right, thank you.
Really sorry. I was just trying to give him some help.
Kind of help.
The best story about dropping the F-bomb, though, is, and this is a Scott Shannon story.
Okay.
Okay, this is like 20 years ago when I worked at WPGC.
Shannon.
Scott Shannon was the PD, and I was the nighttime disc jockey. And one night, I wasn't there, so Shannon had to do the show for me. And during the records, to record phone bits, he would put, what you did at WPGC was you put the microphones in audition, and you answered the telephones during the records.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because Shannon didn't go on the air an awful lot, he started taking phone calls. And, like, he was playing a Barry Manilow record or something, and not realizing that his phone calls were going out live over the air.
Oh, no.
And while they were going out live over the air, the hotline rang, and it was one of the record guys calling him. My boy was Little Phil, saying something like, hey, you sound great. And he said, I can do this effing show any night. I can do this effing show better than Geronimo. This effing show is an effing breeze. And immediately, the other hotline goes on. You know how stations have a warm line?
Yeah, right, exactly.
And a hotline?
Sure.
Okay, well, the hotline goes off, and somebody says, hey, listen, douchebag, your voice is on the radio.
Oh, no.
And, you've just said the F word 3 times. So, Scott Shannon gets on the air the next break, and he goes, WPGC Good Guy Radio, we apologize. Apparently, we were getting a little CB interference tonight. There's a bunch of trucks going up and down the beltway, and apparently we're getting all kinds of crazy interference.
That's how he covered it.
And then he called me up at home, because
right.
I had the night off. He calls me up at home, and he goes, hey, did you hear that? And I said, no, I'm not listening. Well, he says, I'm just taking phone calls, and I just used the, he said, I said F five times. And the problem is that the station had these big tape recorders in the back of the building that recorded at a very slow speed. Remember what the station used?
Yeah, absolutely.
Logger
tapes,
yeah, logger tapes. Mm-hmm. So you had a record of everything that was done. So Scott Shannon had me come back to work. I don't know why I was there. I was sick or something tonight. Come back to work. And we broke in to the locked room,
logger room
where they had the logger tapes, and we took off that tape so as to destroy the evidence.
There you go.
That's good.
Right.
Oh, man. That's but I'm sure he let you hear it before you...
Oh, yeah. Oh, we laughed our asses off.
Shannon.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, what's up, Don and Mike?
But that's not nearly as dumb as leaving the pot open during a commercial.
It happens.
And then yelling at somebody about it. But it's me, Mr. Dumbass. I'm the guy who did it.
I'm the guy who's telling you how it is.
Hello.
You gotta bite a little ass, huh?
What?
Yeah, I guess to bite a little ass after all that, right?
You gotta bite a little ass, yes.
Gotta bite a little ass, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to apologize for yesterday. I was tripping. It's the Predator guy, all right?
Oh, the Predator guy. Okay.
Well, all right, Predator guy. That's
hang
okay.
Hang up on me. I understand.
Hey, listen, Predator guy, when you call, just give us your movie stuff.
No doubt. Yeah. Well, I got a little movie that it should kind of take the ice on that 40 and that other guy, Bitter Negro, or whatever his name was.
All right, go ahead.
As far as Bitter Negro goes, he's a fountain of misplaced rage. Name your cliche. Mother held him enough or not enough. Actually, moments of levity causes them pain. What's that?
It's familiar. Oh,
what is that movie? Who's the star?
Is that?
I can tell you. That'll give it away.
Is that Men in Black?
Oh, no.
Is it an Arnold movie?
All right, I'll give you another clue.
Okay.
Define irony. A group of idiots danced on the airplane made famous by a band that died in the air crash.
Is that Con Air?
There you go.
Ah,
Con Air. Yeah, you know, he's pretty much close to the action-adventure genre every time.
Con Air, gotcha. Thank you, Predator guy.
You got it, boss.
Okay, see ya. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good evening, Don and Mike.
Hey, Baldy.
I am the brain cancer guy.
Okay, so I want to say, is this really the brain cancer guy?
Yes, sir, it is. And okay. I found a lot better than I did the other night.
Okay, I want to tell you something, brain cancer guy. And please, don't get pissed, but I want to tell you something. You're calling way too much. And I don't mean on the air. I mean you're calling off the air way too much.
I am sorry.
You are. I mean, I
want to call tonight.
We're sorry?
The simple fact that I am very much better, and I didn't want to sound like the idiot that I sound like.
That's fine.
Today I have bad calls, so... This is the only reason I'm calling tonight.
Okay. All right. Just try to call a little less.
Tonight. We appreciate the fact that you have brain cancer. I believe we tried to tell you the other day. We're sorry.
Yep.
We're glad that our show makes you happy. But just the fact that you have brain cancer doesn't give you a privilege to call all the time without me saying something that I would say to anybody else. Stop calling.
Well, I won't call for a long period of time, but I'm in such good shape tonight.
Good. Okay.
All right, very good. I'm glad you're feeling better.
I didn't want to bug yet.
Okay. But brain cancer guy, your wife called today. Stop calling.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay, great.
Again.
All right, glad you're feeling better. We got to run.
All right. Love you guys.
Okay, love you too.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
And let me explain why that's like the 700th call in 3 weeks.
I mean, the guy calls in the office.
Mm-hmm.
The guy calls Charlie and Lisa 10 times a day.
Right.
Hi, it's the brain cancer guy. I've only got 3 months to live. Can I talk to Don and Mike? I mean, please, we appreciate that. We took the call on the air. We feel bad for you. Shut up! Just shut up. Call in a month. And then we'll be happy to hear from you in a month.
That's not really fair, though, you know. Calls in a month, he might not be able to.
You say he's got three.
Well, you never know. Okay. Doctors, you know. Three, could be one.
So we missed the call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, didn't you once drop the F-bomb when you were talking about Lisa Bonet on the air?
That was the F-bomb.
Yeah.
Oh, the F-bomb.
Yes, I did. That's when we didn't have a delay. Absolutely, I did.
So the Lisa Bonet show is super effing boring. I laughed.
Yeah,
my
you
ass
got the tape of that? Because I would love to hear that again.
Yeah, you know, I think we do, but I don't think it holds up. Because it's all deleted out and stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I've heard the deleted out, but it's just funny to hear your reaction when, like, that you just stop for a second and then realize what you just said.
It is funny.
Because Mike and I were just talking about that show during the record.
Yeah, and we were very relaxed.
All right, Rob's got it. Okay, here it is.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Here it is. This is circa what, Robbie? What's the year?
That's like 86.
1986.
Long time ago.
The Denise Huxtable show, the Lisa Bonet show, comes on after Cosby.
Yeah, the Lisa I'm Sound Asleep show. She's lame. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're going to go out on a limb and predict that this new Cosby show is going to be super boring.
Oh, my goodness.
We have the zoo sound.
Listen how stupid that is. I've just said the F word without a delay, and our producer, the only thing he can think to do is honk that goddamn clown horn.
Jesus.
I get the tape.
Frank, give me that disclaimer.
I hate to tell you this. I know what with the thing bleeding over, but you were the one honking that horn.
Oh, was I really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right, well. I mean, not to keep going on a theme here, but.
As I've demonstrated during this whole break, I'm.
That's what you're calling for, Frank.
I'm an idiot. I'm a total ass. I'm a big dope. I don't know why I'm standing here in front of you today.
Why am I have ever done that in my life? I did not mean to say that. I did not mean. We have had almost the same exact discussion 20 seconds before we turned the microphone.
That is correct.
And I'm sorry. I have never said that word. And as a matter of fact, it just slipped right out, and I didn't even notice it. But I think now you know my true feelings on Denise Huxtable and Lisa Bonet.
It's not going to be that good. We don't really like it.
It's going to be kind of boring, I think, actually.
Sorry, I can't. Can we play some commercials, please?
Well, that's it. It was so sudden, and it was back when really, I mean, we had to be so careful about stuff like that.
We had no delay.
Oh, absolutely.
I love that.
No delay at all. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you guys doing, Radio Gods from Iowa City, Iowa?
Hi.
Hey, I got an F-bomb story for you. I remember from about 3 years ago. It was McDonald when he was on Weekend Update, and he's right in the middle of a story and screws up his lines. And he goes, man, I really effed that one up, and they didn't get a chance to cut it out.
Oh, Norm McDonald?
Yeah, and so the crowd starts going nuts and clapping for him. And he spends about the next 2 minutes saying how he appreciates, you know, Saturday Night Live giving him a chance, and this is probably going to be his last show and everything else. And it turns out we ended up watching the reruns about a year and a half later, and they ended up cutting out the whole Weekend Update part because they didn't want to show it on the air again.
That's a shame.
Aww. There you go. Hello, Don and Mike. Last call. Hello.
Yeah, what's up, motherfuckers?
Hey, yo, huh?
Right. I'm going to give you guys a shout-out. Love you.
All right, thank you, my friend.
See ya.
Hold on, we got a break here. If I can manage to turn off all of the buttons so we can go to break. We come back. World exclusive, Don and Mike, world exclusive.
All right.
You heard all about it. Bush versus Gore last night on the telephone.
Right.
We will replay those calls for you when we come right back. Watch this. Look at
this is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I didn't F that up, did I?
Good.
Hey, shut up, Buzz.
When I open the curtain, I see this gentleman sitting on a service cart, sitting down, with his pants down to his ankles, relieving himself. And I said, sir, this is not a bathroom. Excuse me, sir, this is not a bathroom. Imagine a small room and a grown man defecating in that small room and spreading it all over. Imagine that smell. You can't hide it. It was very bad.
Very bad.
Very bad.
Splash the pot wherever the if they please. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right. tries. Not his best ever, but he tries.
He did. He made a valiant effort.
God bless him, Dude Walker. All right, now just ahead of News with Buzz, we'll bring us the latest. And bring it, there is no news on the election.
No news.
Oh, really?
Perfect.
Well, come on, you don't have any real big news, do you?
Well, nothing earth-shaking.
Do you have any totals?
You know, I have the current totals, but not the final totals.
Okay, well, listen, we'll get something from Buzz in a second.
He loves to tease.
Yeah,
I do.
I would bet that it's nothing gigantic, but then again, you know, when Buzz said for the last 3 or 4 days that the election would not be decided in one day, mm-hmm. I poo-pooed that.
Yes, you did.
Is there anything of any significance?
No major breakthroughs at this point. A lot of interesting stuff.
All right, well, listen, here's what we have for you. I'm sure you heard last night at about 2 a.m., whenever it is that they announced mm-hmm. that Bush was the winner, there was a call that went from Gore to Bush, and Gore conceded.
Right.
Then they came back and they said, hey, you know what? Florida's undecided. So Gore called Bush back. Nobody has heard from either of these guys on this topic today. Nobody certainly has heard the tape. We have the tape of the calls.
That's great.
And we're going to roll them for you now. I believe the first call that we're going to hear is the call from Al Gore to George Bush. Now, this is a very cordial call mm-hmm. where he says, I'm out of the race. Congratulations, I understand. Can we roll the tape, please?
Here it comes.
Mr. Vice President, are you there?
Hello, George. George, this is Al Gore.
How are you, Al? Good to hear from you. How you doing?
I am calling you to make sure that you're aware that I've been following the election results, and I just wanted to call and tell you that we are following them at my headquarters, and I'm calling to congratulate you on your presidential victory and say to you that I concede the election, and I just wish you the very best.
Oh, that's awesome, nice, yeah. I tell you right now, it's been a hard-fought battle, man. You know, it wasn't a Sam Hill we've been doing. It's been running around the country. It's been kind of crazy.
I just want to say one thing to you. Can I say that to you, George?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say, we're really, it was a very difficult campaign, and I just want to express to you and to your family the fact that Tipper and I are going to do everything in our power to make sure that the transition is as smooth as possible. And congratulations.
Oh, that's nice, yeah. I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate this call. And, yeah, it's good for you to call me. And you can just come over to the White House anytime you feel like it. I'm just kidding you. But thank you very much, Mr. Vice President. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Bush.
All right, now you see that call was very cordial. Now, I understand it was just a half hour, an hour later,
right,
that Gore hears, hey, guess what? You didn't lose Florida. He calls Bush back again, and I believe the comment attributed to Bush is, he said, you don't have to be so, well, here we go. He said
snippy.
What?
Snippy.
Okay, well, here's the whole conversation. Now, I've not pre-heard this,
okay.
So I don't know if there's profanity. If there is, I'm going to have to delete it out.
Sure.
Let's roll the second call, please.
George Bush here.
Yes, is this George Al Gore?
Yeah. Yeah, Al, how you doing? It's we just got some news about some of the returns from Florida. I just wanted to double check. We're very, very happy that you made the call earlier because we'd like to move ahead with the transition and make sure we get our people in place. So thank you for doing that.
I'd like to tell you, George, that we've had a change in thought at our campaign. We reviewed the results from Florida, and we unfortunately are going to have to, well, how shall I say it delicately, retract the concession that we made a moment ago, and I am not willing to concede to you this election just yet, George.
I don't understand it. You called me. Let's get this straight. You called me just a few seconds ago. You said that you're conceding the election because I won Florida, and now you called back to say that you're retracting your concession. Is that what I'm supposed to understand from you? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, it is. I'm really not in any prep. I'm sorry. I have to get a glass of water.
Well, you're hearing live conversation.
I'm not in any way.
Live on tape.
Maybe. Give up the ghost on this election yet, George, and you can understand what the results in front.
I don't understand anything. I'll be honest with you. What in the Sam Hill? You never called me like this again. Let me tell you something, Mr. Vice President. You called me before to concede. When you concede, you concede. You know, that's important to make that distinction, that you concede the election. That's the way it's supposed to be. I don't understand what this effing thing's all about, to be honest with you.
I don't want you to get down. There's no need for you to get snippy, George, really. In all seriousness, I'm just telling you the way I've got the results. I can't concede the election.
Well, Buzz, as I listen to this tape, I'll tell you that if there's any...
How do you mean? I'll tell you right now, this is the most embarrassing moment. I've already told my wife and supporters, and my father and my mother is sitting over here.
If there's any actual profanity, I will delete it out.
I'll tell you, this is a bunch of crap. I'm telling you that right now. I just want to say, f*** you, all right? What do you think of that, all right? You are one seriously mother. You know, you really are. You are one serious mother. I just.
Oh, man, you did have to delete that.
There's no real reason for that. I don't understand that snippy language.
Had to delete out when Governor Bush just flat out said F you.
Oh, my God, you had to do it again.
Mike, if I ask you two punches, the phone goes dead.
I think we've lost our phone. I think we actually lost our phone.
Quite a coup getting that tape.
But I didn't know that they both exchanged those words at one another. That's rough. It was not happy at all.
Can you go back and edit that real fast?
I'll try, yes.
Okay. Fast as the wind, boy. So we can hear the part we had to delete out.
Yeah, all right, there you go.
Okay. Because after the second pump on the delay, the phones just go dead.
That's too bad.
Oh, man. I got to get to the office earlier.
Well, if you would have,
yeah, I know,
we would have had it on tape. Yeah. We would have been able to beep out the bad word.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Just as funny that way.
Well, you know, when he does finally concede, I'll get to the office earlier. We'll have a real version of the concession.
Rob is going to take out the F words now that were actually just spoken. And perhaps he can do it quickly enough.
We'll see what happens.
While Buzz is giving us his tease to his news that he says does have important stuff in there.
I'm sure. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz, me.
He made it up.
And Buzz, while I'm waiting for Rob here, let me just fill by announcing again.
Yes.
Tomorrow... the Hottie Homemaker Contest.
Yeah, Hottie Homemakers are going to be coming down to compete for a refrigerator.
I'm finally giving away the refrigerator.
Refrigerator freezer, Dom, we should say that.
That my wife is putting in our garage because she had to have the same refrigerator as Will and Grace. And this refrigerator kicks ass. It's beautiful. I love it. It's never done anything wrong. I'm going to give it away tomorrow to the woman with the most exotic act.
Right.
During our Hottie Homemaker Contest.
That homemaker will have the pleasure of prying that veggie sausage out of the drain.
Lisa says we got about 10 girls thus far.
Very exciting.
If you want to compete, phone number 877-365-3636. Now, Buzz, thank you. What is your lead story tonight?
We have a new president. We just don't know who it is yet.
Oh, that's a nasty thing.
Oh, okay. See, so you don't have...
There will be no final results until tomorrow or even later.
Okay.
But I have the latest on what's going on.
All right. And that we do appreciate. Robbie,
tease.
How you doing on that editing, Robbie?
I give you 10 more seconds.
He's not good under pressure.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
You have it right now.
5,
4,
3,
2...
1.
10 seconds or so.
No.
10 seconds.
All right, he's got it. Okay.
He's got it.
Was it tape one?
Tape 2.
All right, here's what it sounded like, the stuff we had to delete out when Mike dropped the real F-bombs.
All right, what do you think of that, all right? You are one seriously mother. You know, you really are. You are one serious mother. I just don't like your whole attitude.
Go ahead.
Fuck you.
Oh, man, you did have to delete that.
There's no real reason for that. I don't understand that snippy language.
Had to delete out when Governor Bush just flat out said F you.
Really, I just want to say right back to you too.
Oh, my God.
I rewind it because the first edit was better than the second. What'd you do? Just flip it around and make it backwards?
Spread it backwards. I didn't have any tone.
All right, here it is one more time.
I'm serious, mother. I just don't like your. I hate your whole attitude.
Go ahead.
Fuck you.
Man, you did have to delete that.
There's no real reason for that. I don't understand that snippy language.
I just had to delete out when Governor Bush just flat out said F you.
Really, I just want to say right back up to you, you too.
Oh, my God, you had to do it again.
See, that's all the stuff we had to delete. Now, everybody, please stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and
comments coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
effing professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Women love their penises. Don and Mike.
For news now, Guy Birdley, Buzz is News, sponsored by Best Buy. You'll find the latest technology to help you have more fun with your time. Turn on the fun at Best Buy. We love Best Buy. Great sponsor. Now here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. But it's still the closest presidential race in 40 years. At 2:30 this morning, George Bush was declared the winner, and an hour later, the results were again too close to call.
Tighter than a nunny's cunny.
With 100% of the nation's votes counted, it's Gore 49%, Bush 48%. Gore had a 200,000 vote lead and had the most electoral college votes at 260, but Florida still holds the key with its 25 electoral votes. And since Florida has 100,000 outstanding absentee ballots, and since most of those are military, it looks as though the victory could go to George W. Bush. He certainly seems to think so.
Oh, here he is.
At defensive tackle, number 95.
Campaigning.
Now, here's your tip. Here's George Bush.
George Bush.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
Now.
We do this to you every time, Buzz. Here he is, really.
All right.
George Bush.
Hey, Chihuahua.
Here it is.
This morning brings news from Florida that the final vote count there shows that Secretary Cheney and I have carried the state of Florida. And if that result is confirmed in an automatic recount,
Al Gore says there should be no rush to judgment in this, and the Florida recount...
Of course not, no rush. Take your time.
A recount is still underway. Other close states may have recounts as well. As you may have heard, we're expecting the results from Florida by 5 p.m. tomorrow. However, those absentee ballots I mentioned will be outstanding for another 10 days.
But if Bush has enough votes...
Right.
To win, so that the number of absentee votes don't matter.
I think they can actually even do a statistical thing where they can figure the maximum number of votes that Gore would get with the absentee ballots,
right.
And they can project him the winner.
So tomorrow night, one of these guys
should
quit,
tomorrow
right?
Night.
They should, absolutely. We should have a concession by one of them tomorrow evening. I've been watching the results trickle in from Florida on CNN today, and when they give a certain...
You said trickle.
Yes, I did.
Makes me think of single.
When they would give the results from a certain precinct, the results would always be very close, as the election has been all along. It would say Al Gore picked up another 133 votes, and George W. Bush picked up another 125 votes, and it's sort of gone back and forth very much like that all day. So it will be tomorrow evening, probably,
and
our big
news today was that, totally in a shock,
mm-hmm.
Mike conceded the Tom Gavin bet,
yes.
And no matter what happens
That's right.
in this election, Mike will be spending... lunch hour on Friday with Tom Gavin, and you will hear that lunch
mm-hmm.
in its entirety, all 30 painful minutes, on this show on Friday.
Anything he wants to eat, my treat.
That's great.
Listen, also, tomorrow I know we have the Hottie Homemakers
coming in
mm-hmm. for the big exotic fashion show for the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, Mike's lunch with Tom Gavin.
Right.
And also from Fox NFL Sunday, we'll have Jimmy Kimmel on.
Hey, that's a good guy. It's in that man show he was on, too.
Yeah, we like Jimmy Kimmel.
George W. Bush was headed downstairs in the wee hours of the morning to make his victory speech. He'd already gotten the call from Al Gore conceding the election based on what all the TV networks had been saying.
Is that him going downstairs?
Yeah. He was partying.
But as Bush headed downstairs, Al Gore was on the line for him again. Witnesses say Bush was a little curt when he picked up the phone.
Well, Buzz, we just heard the tape.
And, as you heard, you don't have to get snippy about this, said Al. And then he told W that Florida was still up for grabs and that the election wasn't over after all. Let me make sure I understand, said Bush. You're calling me back to retract your concession? Bush explained that his brother, the governor of Florida, had assured him it was a done deal. Let me explain something, said Gore. Your younger brother is not the ultimate authority on this. So the whole conversation was a little snippy.
Meow. Buzz, got to do this right here. Sorry. Right. Network spots will be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.